systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, February 13th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And this is our motherfucking shit, episode number 154. Thank you guys so much for listening to the live Friday night show. If you are listening live right now, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will maybe read it on the show. Or you can call us 406-204-GOT-P. That's 4687 for those of you in the know-know. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Long night at work?
It was pretty long.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You see any...
Some weird shit happened. You don't even know.
Oh, I know. You see any fucking bikini-clad fucking sluts, like, running away, and some dude in a hockey mask, like, I'm gonna... No?
No.
Okay, I saw that, like, 10 times.
Really?
And then he went to Manhattan, I heard. And then he actually went into space...
What?
And got turned into a super mutant.
Oh, right.
And now they're making another one.
Of course.
Of course.
Because there's only 20 so far. Why not add another one?
Remember when movies like were trilogies and then that was it?
Right.
And
like
then
that
maybe,
was the max. And
then
maybe, right, one more.
Maybe a prequel.
Right.
Like, hey, this is how that all happened. But now it's like...
It's just gone out of control.
And then it's like, we've been doing it for so long, we don't even have any of the same fucking actors because they're all dead and shit. And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but there's so many diehard fans for that movie that they can just keep making the same shitty movie and
make
a ton of money.
How many kids went on to like aspiring B-movie directing careers because of that?
Oh, tons,
it's
I'm
like,
sure.
You fucking motivated me, Jason Voorhees. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, it is Friday the 13th, the luckiest day of the year for me, at least. I don't know. Lucky number 13, right?
Yeah,
Friday.
I guess.
It only happens a few times in a year. I hear this year 11 times it will actually be happening.
Wow.
It's just what I heard. It's probably a fucking lie, but no big deal. So, you know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Right, but you know what special holiday this is, right?
Right.
Hey, me and you, Cupid, we're through making music. Fucking Valentine's Day. You know how we fucking feel about all these holidays. Most of them, Christmas is bullshit, fucking 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
But we can keep 4th of July.
Well, that's fine. It's just every holiday it seems like it's an excuse to fucking get wasted, which is cool. I like how we celebrate shit by just getting totally wasted
right.
and forgetting about it.
Which
it's
is
like,
what
oh,
you do every night anyway.
9/11, let's get wasted. And yeah, but this makes it even more fucking special.
Right. They get more wasted.
Oh, and MDS says, speaking of special days, was Wednesday the 1 year anniversary of the Jam Hole? February 22nd, I went and looked, and the first episode was posted on the 22nd, so that's when we're gonna do our 1 year anniversary show. If we do anything special, I don't know. I kinda wanna go through all the shit and do like a year review kind of thing, so we'll see what happens. But now, Valentine's Day is kind of a different holiday. It's not actually one of those holidays. I mean, it's like Christmas, wherein it stimulates economies and stuff like that. It's like, okay, this is...
Well, Valentine's Day kind of does, because
right.
everyone's buying their loved one
exactly.
gifts and taking them out to dinner and stuff.
So, I have a hard time with this fucking holiday, because everywhere you go... The week or two leading up to Valentine's Day, everybody's like, oh, are you ready for V-Day and this and that? Like, they build it up to be this big, giant thing that ends up just being totally fucking ridiculous. It's like, it's a day of love and shit like that, and you're supposed to be nice to the person you're in love with, so to speak, and you're supposed to do nice things for them, and this mm-hmm. is their special day. Hey, guys, if you love somebody, shouldn't that be every fucking day? Do you need the government to come in and yet again command and commandeer another aspect of your life and be like, hey, you guys aren't actually doing this right, so we're going to set aside a whole day, and we're going to make you do it right. And if you don't, you're not going to get laid for the rest of the year until next Valentine's Day. And if you fuck that up, you might as well get a fucking divorce, because you're done. You're fucking, it's over. So I...
That's kind of a lot like Mother's Day and Father's Day. I mean, shouldn't you be... treat your mother and father awesome right. every day, but no, on that day you have to for sure.
It's so stupid, and it goes back to that old argument about how guys are like, oh man, I take this girl out and I spend all this money on dinner and shit just to have sex with her. It's like, dude, why didn't you just go get a hooker? Same fucking thing.
That would have been more expensive.
I don't pay girls for sex. I pay girls to leave after sex. So you're not actually sitting there going, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking that it's time for you to fucking leave, okay? That's what I'm fucking thinking. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the fucking answer to. So, and you guys might be thinking, like, it's not because I've had such troubled fucking relationship failures. Like, that's not why I don't like this fucking day. Yeah. I honestly, in my fucking heart of hearts of little chocolate-covered fucking candies that are going to make your wife gain even more weight because she sits on her fucking ass all day in front of a computer, like, I really feel that if you're in a relationship with somebody, you shouldn't get her something because I have to. It's like, oh, fuck, I better go buy the old ball and chain something because it's this day that I have to, and she's expecting it. That fucking totally defeats the purpose. If you do that, then I'm sorry, but your relationship was doomed from the start. You need to do that all the time.
Hi.
Oh yeah, Danny's here also. I almost forgot about you. Hey, who's this
she's
little lady right here? What's up, baby?
Looks like she's chatting up a storm though.
I know, she's fucking manning the chat room like nobody's business. It's awesome. Yeah, so I just, and it's done because all the places I deliver to, like, they're like, so.
Yeah, what are you doing for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
You ready for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, of course, every one of them.
Yeah, and usually, like, I'm not. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. Thanks, actually, my fiance died, but thank you for bringing up.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
And they're just like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, it's cool, but.
Don't worry about it.
Ask me on Father's Day about my dad.
Yeah, please.
He's dead, too.
I'll tell you that story,
too. You want to know even better? I found him dead, and I touched him, and it was fucking cold, and that haunts me all the time. Now do you feel better? Cool. So, and I really hate that guys are, like, I went and got donuts this morning with Ryan, and everything, it's red, and it's pink, and it's in
hearts everywhere.
It's
fucking
a
candy,
commercialized.
Flowers.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. And it's like, if you're in a relationship, you should be out and about, and if you see something that makes you think of that person that you're in love with, then get it for him. Don't be like, oh, I'd get this for you, but it's not Valentine's Day.
Well,
like,
see, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do that, and then on Valentine's Day, you're supposed to make sure you definitely get him something on that day.
And that's so dumb, but it's so ingrained into our society that this is how it has to be. That's like the whole fucking marriage.
Well, it's our yearly programming. All our holidays is the yearly programming.
It's all fucking tradition, and it's stupid. It's these old fucking bullshit things, and people still fucking hold on to them like there's no tomorrow. And for some of you guys, there might not be tomorrow, so who knows?
Well, plus, I think people just, I don't know, want to celebrate and have fun, I guess.
Yeah, but it just...
And they can't just celebrate if there's no holiday to celebrate, I don't know.
You can't just celebrate to celebrate?
Because what would you celebrate? My life is awesome.
I'm alive. Hey, let's thank God for another fucking day on this planet.
Why would you celebrate that?
That's slowly dying because we're fucking multiplying like rabbits here.
Thank God.
Thank God. Can we take a moment and thank God?
Let's take a moment or two.
Hey, God. Thanks.
Thank you.
From the jam hole. Holla.
Appreciate it.
Holla at you, Lord. So, and that's just my main problem with it, is that there's so much pressure and it's pushed on it, and relationships are made and destroyed on this very fucking day. Do you get the wrong thing? What do you buy for your girlfriend or your mistress if you're cheating on your wife? Now, do you have to buy two fucking sets of presents? Do you mix up the name tags and all of a sudden your wife, whose name is actually not Chandra or whatever the fuck, gets that present? And, like,
right.
It's all, it could turn into a huge mess. And
well, you better not fuck up then.
Exactly. You are a fuck up if you do that, and you don't deserve any women. But my main problem is, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you should fucking get them stuff because you want to, not because you have to.
I agree.
That's what I did. You guys saw, if you follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter, you saw those pictures of that flower thing and all those candles and shit. That wasn't on Valentine's Day. It's because I deliver to a fucking flower store, and I'm like, huh. I bet she would like this. So I fucking did it. And if you guys also follow, you saw the little picture of this little guy right here. And it wasn't because, It wasn't because tomorrow's fucking Valentine's Day. It was because I was delivering to a fucking jewelry store, and the guy there is really cool, and I saw it, and I'm like, huh, I bet she would like that. I really like her. I am going to get her something to not, I hate to say to show that I like you, because you don't need material possessions.
Well, that's
like,
the worst way to show that you like someone.
I like you this much. Here's something that someone else made. But yeah. I also wrote her a poem that I made too, in fact. Hmm. Because see, the first one, check this out. So I write the first one, and that's just me, like full on me, like, yeah. So mushy, I am fucking tripping balls. That's how mushy it, mushy it is. I'm tripping, right? And I write this thing, and it's totally unadulterated, uncensored me. And I just pour my heart
out.
Does
it live up to the name emo poetry?
Yes. No, actually. It lives up to the name of the fucking greatest masterpiece of love poetry ever fucking written. You want me to read it? If we get 3 feedbacks asking me to read it, I will read it on the show. But until that happens, I am totally not reading it on the show. That was actually for your ears only. But no, so I fucking pour... Oh, fuck, there's 2 already. No, I'm kidding. So, thejamhole.com/feedback. If you really want me to read it, I probably will. But, so I get done writing it, and it's cool, and I let it sit for a day just to clear my mind, and I go to read it the next day.
Was that
day.
The one you told her about before it's finished?
Right, that one.
How did you have a whole day to sit on it when she was, like, biting at the bit?
Because
just
I didn't see her the next day, because she had to work late, and then she just ended up going home and stuff. But, so I had it, and then that night, I'm reading over it, and I'm like, this is too much. This is actually, from me, this is too intense, and this is too much.
You're just gonna, like, destroy her.
She's gonna run away fucking screaming,
right.
Because
like, who are you, you fucking crazy
you're
person?
You're not my boyfriend. You're actually my not-boyfriend. Why are you writing all this shit? So I'm like, okay, I cannot read this to her. This is gonna make her freak out, and she's gonna fucking run scared, and I'm never gonna see her again. So I write another one.
Okay.
This one is more...
Draft two,
if you will. Take two, action. This one is more lighthearted. It starts out... And I'll read this one. It's... Will you hand my book, please? It's in the backpack. This one is... It's more lighthearted and making light of the situation that we're in and stuff like that. So... And that one, yeah, thank you. That one I'm totally okay with reading to her. Except that now it's been built up so much, I don't even almost want to. But and then, so she's like, well, let me read it. And you know how I write. You can't just read it because it's not going to make sense.
No.
Like, it's written a specific way, and it's not that stupid poetry that doesn't rhyme and shit. Like, it has a rhyme scheme to it. So if you just start reading it, you're going to be like, I don't get it. So I wrote the second one, and then, you know, we're laying there on the bed, and I'm just like, okay, here it goes. You make me smile. She's like, really? That's it? Like,
that's
yeah,
it.
That's it. The end.
It's more of a haiku.
It's more of a shortened haiku.
Yeah.
It actually just goes 5, and that's it. Not
right.
5, 7, 5.
Right.
Oh, fuck. So we make jokes and we're laughing, and then I finally get up the balls. I borrow some of her balls and I put them next to my balls, and then I fuck, right?
And then
I fucking.
That made 4 balls.
And then she's like, now let me hear the original one. And I'm like, And I'm like, okay, I will read this to you, but promise me that, like.
How hard did she laugh at you?
Fucking hard, yeah. Dude. She gave me the dunce cap and everything.
Wow.
So
that's brutal, man.
I don't even know if I should fucking read this. This
you
was kind of
it.
For you. Should I? Well, you haven't seen. Heard it.
God
damn it,
I'm
guys.
Curious now that you're talking about it.
Okay. If you guys don't want to hear this, just fast forward about a minute and a half.
They can't fast forward.
Okay. You make me smile. I'd walk a pile of miles underneath the time that takes you a little while to take care of good old-fashioned unfinished business. And pardon, but is this the part where we talk about our first kiss? It's so mushy, I'm about to start tripping. You're my DOC in this world full of drippings. Then you slipped into something more comfortable, and my whole world just got a lot more wonderful. It's the perfect example of random interactions working the passion to a heart-shaped mansion. We're both smart, shaved mammals with pants on. There's no reason why we shouldn't bask in a little that action. Satisfaction, distraction, I'm having you added to the top of my list of girls to get mad at. You put a spell on me, and now I'm fanatic. Cro-Magnon with a club, like a manic drug addict. You're my fix, my problem, my scripts, my rooster, my son, my everything. It's crucial not to lose you. Sure, I'm a loser in love with the illusion that one day I'll find my perfect solution. I think it's you, and of course I'll wait for the day our chess game ends in checkmate. See, that, like, it's... What? So that, it's a lot lighter than the first one. Like, the first one was like... Oh my god, let me see if I can find an excerpt of the first one to kind of just give you a fucking idea here. I'll just read the first couple lines. It started out as a harmless conversation between two halves of a starless devastation. Without hesitation, my eyes wandered nearer to find out the reason my soul had been called here. Like, deep, just, yeah. I fucking love you. I can't stop thinking about like that. And I was totally
that's
thinking.
Too much.
It was, and that's weird.
Yeah,
usually,
smother her.
All, yeah, and that's what I was afraid of, especially because before she's we like, don't, I yeah. don't want a boyfriend. Right. I don't want you to fall in love with me, even though I was the one that
even
first
though I love like you
that love like love. You text message oopsie
oops
so yeah. Now I'm blushing, thanks guys. So I do, while we're talking about Valentine's Day, so there's this girl a long time ago, the boss's son where I work at, they used to date, and I always had a huge crush on her, and whenever they would break up or separate, she would always come to me, and we would go hang out, and we did it a couple times. We actually did it in the back of my car up on Big Mountain one night.
Really?
Like, just on the mountain chilling.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I'm emailing her. She sends me this message. She used to write poems and stuff, too, and she would write half of one, and I'd finish it, that kind of thing, like a long time ago. So the subject line is, and I asked her if I could read this on the show, because we had a little correspondence going, and it's just all about this fucking holiday. And it says, do you feel this way this year? A day for disappointment. And she wrote this little poem about how Valentine's Day, for those that don't actually have relationships or are in loveless relationships, or perhaps you settled for something that maybe right. you were
something,
afraid to be alone, something
yeah.
like that.
You settled for less than what you wanted.
Exactly.
Kind of
so
thing.
She's basically, she's in a relationship, there's kids involved, and it's, there's just no feeling there anymore. And I feel bad for her because she is a very emotional girl. She is like how I am, but if I was a chick,
right.
that would be me, kind of, as far as this shit goes. Like, yeah, so...
Yeah, it's like you just hopped up on, you know,
right.
estrogen.
It's with boobs and a vagina. It's like her, but this other chick. It's fine, with less piercings and not as hot. So, I can't believe it's been a year since I first wrote this. Funny, not much has changed. Like... It's been a year, and I'm still in a shitty relationship, and nothing's mm-hmm. fucking changed. Fuck
cool.
my life.
Yeah.
Today, nothing's changed. Fuck my life. So, also, I wrote, never finished this, but maybe it was finished all along. And so, replying to, do you feel this way? I'm like, yeah, I do. I really think it's stupid that people have to be told that on this day, this one day a year, you actually have to go out of your way to be nice to the person you, quote, love. It's fucking stupid. If you really love someone, you should do that kind of shit all the time, not just because TV commercials and other people are telling you to. Basically, everything we just
right,
said.
Exactly.
This is what we were talking about on the 11th and okay. the 12th and the 13th.
And there's a
right.
poem?
Well, she wrote that she... I'm not going to read that. That's
oh,
her thing.
Read
yeah.
the poems.
She always sends me poems because she knows I write too, so she gets my input on it pretty
gotcha.
Much. So, Not just because TV told you to, right. It's just another stupid holiday for all these stupid sheep to follow. I have kind of a girlfriend now. She's like my not-girlfriend. Actually, we decided that she is my not-girlfriend, and I'm her not-boyfriend, but she says she's falling in love with me, and we've only been seeing each other for a couple weeks. It's cool, though. Love you, too. It's cool, though, because I'm totally in love with her, blah, blah, blah. It's nice to have someone like me as much as I like them for a change. As you know, all of you know, a lot of these relationships I've been in have been very one-sided, where I've been really
liking them,
and they've been totally fucking nuts. Right. You've been, you know what that's like?
Yeah.
How is that?
It's like? Awesome. What's it I like? Love it. It's great.
It's like the greatest thing in the world. Yeah. It's like God's little gift to us.
Like, I almost wish I could find a girl that would be like that, that would stay with me long enough and just hate me, but I'll just totally love her.
Right, I wish I could find a girl that would stay with me long enough for me to actually start hating her.
Right.
I haven't had that in a while.
Fuck.
It's like, God gave us heroin, and he gave us fucking women. Two things that, if used incorrectly, will fuck your life
up. Well, they gave you the heroin
But if you use them properly, you're in a euphoria for the rest of your life. But... Again, if misused.
Well, see, no, that's why they got the combination. See, so, you know, if relationship's good, you already got the euphoria. If it's bad, you shoot up some heroin.
Exactly. That's a good point. And then the alcohol.
Right.
Right. So, it's nice to have someone. Usually shit is all one-sided. I think we're going to talk about Valentine's Day on Friday's show. So, are you still with that one dude? How's your life? And now... You guys remember a long time ago, one of our good friends died in that plane crash up on Lost Prairie skydiving.
Yeah.
This was one of his good friends. Like, it's that whole circle of friends.
Yeah, of course.
That whole same wall of beer up there, just chilling, getting
just
old and
stale. Just making its round again.
Just making its round. So she says, yes, I'm still with, quote, that one dude, but he doesn't celebrate holidays, so I'm pretty used to not having a V-Day. But I do have to say, from a sheep's point of view, I like to be made to feel special, and I think that someone will make me feel that way at least one day out of the year. So just totally, I'm a chick. I do, even though I don't show it, I still like that kind of stuff because deep down inside I am a girl. Even though we're in a stale fucking relationship that's the same old monotony every fucking day.
But you still have the same emotions.
And then she doesn't even get the one day because he's not into celebrating holidays for whatever fucking reason, which
and he's
we'll
not
get
into
to.
You know being he's, nice to her just like he should all the time
because that
because
train,
it's a loveless relationship.
That train left years ago, my friend. As soon as you had a kid, that's when it left.
Yeah. That's when Valentine's Day stopped.
Right. So, but as I said, he doesn't celebrate holidays, so I don't get special days, and he's not really the I love you type, so I suck it up and feel sad in my heart on cheesy days like this. How can you not be the I love you type? Like, are you with the girl?
Yeah. Like,
then can you just, like, we're just friends. Even though she had my kid, we're just friends.
I don't fall in love. We're just good friends.
That's right. Hey, I don't smoke Chiva. I grow it, okay?
Yeah,
we're
there's
just
a difference.
But how fucked up is that I thrive a little when I'm sad? Or I write a little when I'm sad? I don't know.
What?
I'm glad you have a kind of girlfriend. You have such a huge capacity for love. You really need someone special to share it with. I'm slightly jealous. I think I'm doomed to never have someone crazy about me. I always end up with the guys that like me just enough not to leave. But honestly, life is great. I pour myself into my work and the kids and started my writing classes again, and I'm ready for spring. I need to go outside. That sucks.
Yeah, your life is great.
End up with guys that like me just enough to not leave.
Right, just to stay.
I'm going to just hang out here till something better comes along, even though you're my baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... How can you be in that?
I don't
Did
see
you
how...
just settle?
I guess. I mean, I guess she'd rather be with him than be by herself.
Let's find out. I say almost too much, in fact. It gets me hurt and in trouble, which in turn fuels the writing. So I guess it's a curse of being poets and writers, of course. Extra super emotional with the ability to channel it into paper and ink. Lucky us. He doesn't need a holiday to make the girl he's in, quote, love with happy. That's stupid. If you were mine, I'd make you happy all the time. And if he reads this, you're doing it wrong, idiot. I didn't write idiot, but you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
All caps. She says, I feel like by the time all his exes had broken his heart and his best friend died, which was our friend, all the emotion and compassion was drained from his heart and there was nothing left for me.
Wow.
That's bullshit. That's a fucking excuse. You can't blame the fact that you're not in love with the person you're with because you've been hurt in the past.
Well, even if
then
you,
why be with anybody?
No, but
ever?
That's even if you can blame that, and that's a valid reason.
That's
you should
bullshit.
Still not be with her anymore.
That's
if
a
that's
fucking
the
cop out. Then, unless she is in the same scenario,
right.
If she's like, "There's no love left in my heart. There's no love left in yours. Let's just fuck and make kids and work, and that's it."
Right.
That's not life. That's total fucking ridiculousness.
Yeah, I could understand it a little more if, you know, if it was if he would
and
leave her because he didn't love her anymore, but he just sticks around.
Exactly, because you either don't want to be alone or you just
I mean,
don't
I don't
care.
Love you, but I don't want to be by myself.
I don't love so. You, but I love you more than I love being by myself
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
But and that it sounds like they've talked about this before because it's like all the emotion and compassion was drained from his heart and there was nothing left for me. Like, she's like, "Why aren't you passionate anymore?" And he's like, "Oh, I've been hurt so many times by exes." She wasn't one of those people. You should start fresh every time. And that's the shit I was fucking talking about when these girls get into these fucking relationships and get all head fucked. And then the guys that are with her just release them back into the wild. And then we have to fucking deal with them. If you head fuck up a girl like that, you keep that shit. That's yours. You don't release fucking some super strain of HIV back into the wild so everyone else can fucking get it and spread it around all quarantine style. That's fucking bullshit and I'm sick of it. Oh well... Guess I shouldn't have gotten knocked up then. Sorry for all the bitching. Oh, and I agree you would. So then I write back, "Sounds like you're having to make excuses for him and that's sad, but I guess we all have to settle eventually." And she says, "No, I'm having to make excuses for myself,
wow.
not for him. It's my bad that I want and I crave and I need in my very fucking being all of this compassion and
right.
this love and in this
Wait,
relationship."
Why doesn't she just leave?
Because she fucking, I'm stuck with people that like me just enough not to leave, shouldn't have gotten knocked up because there's a kid involved and you don't want to split that happy family.
Yeah,
because
it's so
up.
Much better for that kid to be with these two people that hate each other than if they were to be separate and happy.
Right, and you know what? After
That's
this,
totally.
She's never going to email me again. No, I asked
like
her if
she's
I
heard
could
this.
Talk about this.
Has she listened to the show?
Yeah, she listens every now and then.
Oh. She'll probably hear this episode.
So, no, I'm having to make excuses for myself. He's not a bad guy. That's what's even more fucked up. He works hard. He's a great dad. He's not mean to me. He doesn't beat me or cheat on me that I'm aware of, but I'm just not emotionally satisfied. Maybe I'm the one that's at fault. Why am I never satisfied? See, that's what these fucking guys do. They get into their fucking heads, and they turn this whole thing around, and now it's your fault.
Right.
Because
they
you,
think they're, right.
It's your fault because you crave too much attention. I give you attention, but you're so fucked up that you crave too much, and now she feels like it's my fault. And are we really, women, listen up, are we to the point where when we find a guy that doesn't beat us or cheat on us, that's it?
Like,
is
like
that,
that's,
is
I'm
that,
good?
Is that our standard now? Because last time I checked, that's common sense. You shouldn't be with a guy and be like, "Oh, he's amazing. He never beats me or cheats on me." That's not amazing! That's fucking normal! You don't be with a douche and be like, "Oh, he's the love of my life." Reasons being, he doesn't fucking beat me or cheat on me. That's... Oh, I fucking hate that. That is normal. You, oh my Christ. You, that is the foundation. It's good that you can find a guy that doesn't do that because I agree that in this fucking society, maybe not every guy doesn't. Maybe there's a few here and there that like to beat on girls because they have no penis or whatever the fuck.
I don't know. It almost seems kind of normal for the whole... For
but
guys to
that,
beat on girls.
Is that the max? Like, okay, this, Brayden, as soon as I find a guy that doesn't beat me or cheat on me, that's who I'm keeping forever.
Yeah, that's not.
Those are my only two requirements.
Right. That's,
prereqs, if you will.
Yeah.
My two prerequisites, math 101 and not beating or cheating on me 102, okay? And
awesome.
If I can find those two things, because so far, I've been in a lot of relationships, and you know what? Every single one I've been beaten and I've been cheated on. So all I really want is just a guy not to fucking do that. So she finds one, maybe, and I know she that shit happens to her, or it used to, not with this guy that I know of, like she says, but so she finds a guy that meets those two basic requirements, which in reality, in my reality at least, every fucking guy should be meeting. You don't fucking do that kind of shit. That's stupid. If you need to beat a girl up, find another girl to do it.
Or start dating dudes, and you can fucking fight it out all you want.
Hey, Danny, see that chick at Bojangles that's giving us the weird eye? Fuck her shit up. And then Danny says, I'm gonna fuck her shit up. I don't have to actually go over there and hit her, because I'm a dude. Granted, she'll probably hit her harder than I will, but still. That's so stupid. And that pissed me off when she's like, he's not mean to me, he doesn't beat me or cheat on me, I'm just not emotionally satisfied, maybe I'm the one that's at fault. Yeah, it's your fault that you're not emotionally satisfied because you have too many emotions.
It's like, no, you're just not with someone that loves you as much as you needed to be loved, so obviously
you
they're not
settled.
The right person
you
for you.
You settled.
Exactly.
You settled. So I wrote back, see, that's what I'm talking about. Girls think they have a great guy because he doesn't beat them or cheat on them, and that's so ridiculous to me. That kind of shit should never happen in the first place. It's crazy we think we find a good guy because he doesn't beat us. No, we find a good guy when our heart jumps out of our fucking chest whenever we're near them, not because he doesn't do this common sense shit like violence or adultery. Maybe I have a skewed perception. It just seems very silly how we rationalize things like that, settling for things that should go without saying. She writes back, of course, I agree with you 100%, and that's what I want. If that's what you want, then go find it. It's out there somewhere, dude.
What if I beat you?
If you beat me, I would fucking beat you back.
I don't know. You've been in abusive relationships before.
I know. I've been beat. I'm a battered wife. I've had battered wife syndrome.
You're a battered husband.
I know. No, my laptop got the blunt of it. But no,
you're a battered laptop owner.
She did bust me in the head once with the door.
What?
Did I not tell you guys about that? Holy shit. This was the same night my laptop screen got broken.
Nice.
So the fight goes from the living room where all the bedroom where all the expensive shit is to outside because there's no neighbors. We like to fucking duke it out outside.
Just fucking fight it out on the trampoline or something.
I get in my car. I'm getting ready to leave. She jumps in the car, grabs my keys. I fucking hop out of the car, run in the house. And as I'm shutting the door, I'm right next to the door. And right before I lock it, she fucking kicks the door open, catches me in the fucking head, and just lays me out, dude. And I'm on the ground bleeding and shit. And I'm awake still, but I hear her freaking out, so I play dead. I don't move.
Yes.
She is freaking out now. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Can I kill you?
Yes. Yes. I'm not moving.
Are you still alive?
I'm holding my breath, and I'm just letting it sink in. Like,
nice.
You just fucking
That's so
killed
awesome.
Me.
Yeah.
So then I'm like,
oh my God, what happened?
I feel my head, and there's a huge fucking indention where the door hit me. I go
in
the
fucking. And then there's gonna be a lump the next day.
I go in the fucking bedroom where the mirror's at, and I look, and it's just nasty. I'm like, I have to go to the hospital. Can I come with you? I'm like, you can come with me on one condition. You don't say one fucking word the whole time. And she's like, and she got in the car, and we went, and I
Did
drove myself there, and I was so fucked up.
I bet.
Dude. I had never been hit that hard before by a door, but I kind of got her back, so check this out.
Oh, wow.
Remember when I was living in, I shouldn't even say this, but
no, probably not.
No, she doesn't listen, not yet. Okay, so remember when I was living at that house over on Bluestone with my brother?
Right.
That house. So we started hanging out again because we were separated for quite a while and everything's kind of okay. You know, we fuck every now and then and whatever. So something happened. I think she fell or something happened. She had a brace on her leg and shit. She's on crutches. And you know there's a stair thing there, right?
Right.
So
he just totally pushed her, didn't you?
I didn't push her. I swear to God, I did not
push her.
You
tripped her.
So she's walking down the stairs, and I come kind of running around, and we're going somewhere, and I miss the first step, and I kind of catch her, and she falls down all of the steps and hits the door.
Oh, my God.
It was so
It's like, bad. I got you back.
Total accident, but in the back of my mind, I was like, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. You hit me with a door, you got hit with
a
door.
Yeah, that sucks.
Just, you know, took a little time.
Yep, so Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what I want. I want to feel that way when I see someone and have them feel that way in return. I'm glad to see that we both have the same opinion and it's not just me and my unrealistic expectations. It's really not.
Well, then if that's what you want, don't settle for this guy and try and find that.
Well, it's
too late,
though.
I mean, you're not going to find it.
If we could have given her that advice before she had the kid?
People have kids and still do that. That's not an excuse.
But what did we say? If you're with somebody and you have a kid, you fucking own up to that shit and you raise it. You don't fucking make
you can
some
still
other
raise
guy...
it without staying together with
yes,
that person, because a lot of times that is worse for the child if you're in a relationship
right
with someone that you're fighting with and you're just, you know, it's
but
not a good relationship.
Make sure you raise it.
Right, well, make
don't
sure
go
that...
to the next guy that you date and be like, oh, by the way, I'm looking for a dad.
And make sure the child gets to see its dad and its mother.
Right, or put it up for adoption and then go your separate ways.
Although, I don't know, that's not good for a kid when they're
so older. I want love and all the bullshit sappiness that goes along with it. Smiley face. And I write back, yep, the one thing mostly all humans have in common we're all looking for. And that is kind of true. It's like any human on the planet, the one thing we all share is that at some point in time in our lives, we're looking for that one person that we can spend the rest of our lives with, pretty much.
Right.
That's what all this dating bullshit and all that is. It's test driving cars. And granted, sometimes you settle because maybe you didn't find that thing. But if you don't settle, you'll maybe find it eventually. And if not, then I guess you can just fuck yourself.
Well, did she think she found it before and then he
maybe
changed?
But no, if he had been fucked up by previous relationships, then he should have went into that relationship and been like, hey, I will never be able to love you because my heart is gone.
What, took her a year and a kid to notice that
that's
he was
what
like
I'm
that,
saying.
Though?
Was he always like that, or is that just an excuse now? See, you'll never know. No one will ever know except for him. So she said, I'll stop boring you with my complaining now. I said, you're never boring me. I'm used to this. So I'm going to use this for the show when we talk about Valentine's Day. I hope that's cool. I won't use your name. She says, okay, but you better not use my name. I'll be listening. Ha ha, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, and that's about it. Just a little back and forth about the show and how to subscribe to it and all that. So that sucks, man.
That does suck.
That sucks. Why do we settle for a guy like that? And granted, he's a cool guy. Like, I know him. I'm not friends with him or anything, but he's just another dude.
Yeah.
He's friends with the people I work with and shit like that. Like, it's that circle of friends, which is funny. That goes right back to the whole fucking bottles of beer thing I was talking about Wednesday, that she was the boss's son's girl first. And then she just kind of, you know, I don't want to say got passed around, but she made her way around. And I was one of the people that never actually got in a relationship with her. I was just always there like, she just broke up with this dude, so she'll come hang out with me because I'm kind of like her. We'll write and all that, and I'll make her, you know, happier for the time being. And then she'll go back to some other fucking douchebag. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, I really like you. Like, why don't we try?
And when you come to me, like, I help you so much.
Like, I've liked you the whole time you were dating this fucking
douche. How
about
instead of going out and finding all these douches, getting your heart broken, then going back to you, just go out with
you. It's like, if I would have known all I had to say was, hey, I promise I will never beat you or cheat on you, she would have been mine, I would have been like, dude, I ain't going to. Like, that's all.
Hindsight sucks, man.
I know, right? Hindsight's a bitch, isn't it? Oh, fun. So, yeah, that's that. Remember a long time ago.
How long ago?
Okay, hold on. A while ago. Remember the whole thing, I'm delivering water, right? And I go to these places, and I started noticing that people were making jokes like, hey, why don't you bring us some vodka in those jugs? Remember
right,
that
I
whole
remember
thing?
That, yeah,
and
totally.
I was going to find a way to use our whole filter system
and purify
bottle
some cheap-ass vodka.
Right,
yeah.
Buy the cheap-ass. We had it down to a science. $100 a fucking jug.
Yeah, because you can get a half gallon of Nikolai for $15.
I can get a gallon of Arrow for $10.
Really?
That's $50.
Wow.
We sell it for $105. 5 gallons. We sell for this $50 profit right there.
Yeah.
I deliver it while I'm delivering water. That was the whole business model, if you will. And then remember,
it's a simple model.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that every now and then we fucking bring that up. I'm like, dude, I was in this fucking doctor's office today.
And again. Somebody's like, can I get alcohol delivered?
So check this shit out.
So it happened again.
I'm at this Catholic school.
No way.
Catholic school. Praise the Lord, right? Catholic.
Thank you, Jesus. The most strictest.
The reason we actually came to America to start our bullshit religion.
Yeah.
Because we didn't like the whole Catholicism thing, right? I don't know.
History, whatever.
I'm just talking shit. But that whole thing. Catholic school, very strict. It's lunchtime. I'm in the teacher's lounge where the fucking jugs are.
Did this happen today?
This was Thursday, yesterday. And they're like, hey, what does it take to get you to bring us those things filled with beer? And I stop and I'm like, what? Like, funny you should say that.
Hey, they can drink beer, too.
Funny you should say that, because
I'm like, what about vodka?
And that's what I said. I'm like, well, you know, vodka's clear, and I've kind of been trying to figure out a way to do that, so as soon as I do, I'll let you know. And then one of the other teachers is like, well, gin is clear also. I'm like, fucking on the list.
On the list.
Can you get $10 gallons of gin? I can understand it from a doctor's office, because they're pretty much normal kinds of people. Granted, working at the school is normal, but when you get interviewed to work at a Catholic school, especially this one, you have to be religious, you have to share the same belief system.
Does that mean you can't drink, though?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Does that mean you're
drinking
a fucking lush and you need 5 gallons of fucking vodka delivered the school where the kids are? Is that what?
I didn't think about that.
It just blew my mind. And
it's like maybe to their house, but not to their. You can just deliver it to my work. It's cool.
So I crack a few jokes about it. And by this time, it's about, you know, 2 minutes in the time I'm there. There's a whole big table full of teachers and teachers' aides and principals, all this shit. By the time I'm walking out, I have the whole table just fucking lols.
Wow.
Fucking lol. Fucking. I think I heard the Rafflecopter, actually.
Yeah.
Catholics.
That's crazy.
Like, you guys are freaks.
I didn't know they had senses of humor either.
I know, right. I'm like, so this would probably be a bad time to tell you that we desecrated the Eucharist, right?
Right.
Like, that's you guys, right?
Okay.
So you know where I can get those crackers? Because those are fantastic.
Actually, they're awful.
So yeah, I just wanted to mention that because when was the last time we fucking mentioned that? Because I mentioned it every time it happens.
It's been a long time.
It's since summer, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I just thought it was cool. And I thought it was weird that it happened again and that it was a Catholic school out of all places to be like, hey, can you throw some liquor in there? Because we drink to forget stuff, or we drink because we have to have sex with nasty fat chicks and we need to just kind of forget about
or
that.
Or hate ourselves.
Now, you have God. I don't understand why
you
need
this. Well,
God
hates him and he can't handle
it. Hey, God doesn't hate, my friend.
Oh, he hates everyone.
God is a pretty hater. Huh?
God hates us all. I'm pretty sure Slayer said that.
Remember
actually.
The flood? Yeah, God hated all of you except for Noah, and he wasn't very thrilled about him for the first half of that.
No.
Remember, Noah?
The things he did to those animals, he didn't appreciate.
An ark? The fuck is that, God? And God's like, Noah, build me an ark. Okay, real quick, before we get into some fuck my life and shit, I got a couple other things we're going to talk about, and then we'll do the rest of that. Neighbors, right? We've talked about them before, the whole walking across the floor thing.
Oh, no, more... Really?
Okay, so if you follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter, again, you'll see a twit pic I posted of this note. That was a note left on the washer. So, ever since Danny's been chilling here, I haven't been getting much sleep. We've been staying up pretty late and stuff. And she has a job where she gets down and fucking dirty, right? So she doesn't bring all her clothes here because even though I understand that every morning I go in my bathroom and there's tampons just chilling there, like,
sweet.
She doesn't want to make it real obvious that she's moving in. I know she is. She knows she is. We just, it's a silent thing we have here.
It's an overtime.
It's slowly but surely.
It's like in about 3 months, she'll be fully moved
in. One tampon at a time, my friend.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
So she doesn't bring a bunch of clothes here. So when she does come here to stay the night, we need to do the laundry so she can have clean clothes for the next day.
Uh-huh.
Generally, she gets off work late. By
the
time she
gets here. Right, and you're busy all day.
Right. And so by the time she gets here, it's like midnight, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So, a few nights ago this started, I think. I don't know the exact date. So, it's probably like 1:30 in the morning. I go start a load of wash. And this shit is old, right? This whole place is old. Mm-hmm. People live here are old.
It's kind of cheap, thin walls, you
exactly.
know.
Like, they hear this show every Monday, Wednesday,
for sure.
Friday.
They hear us
sure
walking
like,
around.
They hear the fucking theme song, and they go get their beer. Whoa, Bill.
Whoa.
I just punched my fucking mic. That was almost your face. Be nice. You're not going to settle for a fucking guy that doesn't beat you. So, and I understand that. It's old shit, whatever. I have to do laundry. I'm sorry. So the
it
first
sucks
time this...
that you live downstairs, but you did choose in to move in here.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sorry. You're in your 60s and you live with a couple dudes under me.
Right.
In my almost 30s. So I start the load of wash and I come back in here and I'm doing. So, I think we're just hanging out in the bedroom. She's falling asleep. I'm just staring at her, doing fucking stupid shit, just watching her sleep. Whatever. 15 minutes go by. I set my alarm on the thing because the washer takes about 15 minutes. I go back out there, and it's off. I'm like, all right. And I open the lid, and there's a bunch of water
in it. Didn't finish.
It did not actually finish. Somebody actually went in there and opened the lid to make it stop.
Really?
And then fucking closed it, and it didn't start again. I'm like, motherfucker. Fucker.
Are you, like,
mother,
waking them up downstairs?
Do you even remember a couple months ago when I was talking about that fucking bullshit, how I spent, like, $10 trying to do laundry because the fucking dryers wouldn't work, and you have to, like, reach
or you
your
go to do laundry and someone to just leave their clothes
in there?
Yeah,
that was the other thing. Someone's, and they'd be in there all fucking night.
Right, they just leave them.
And you can't use the other washer because it's broken.
And you're not going to touch their, you know, underwear and
socks.
Oh,
I will.
And
I fucking will. Yeah. I'll move that shit. I'll throw it outside.
I remember before you would.
No, it wasn't that. It was
like there was a load. It was all underwear, and you needed to wash
it. It was all that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And you're like, I can't, but I need to wash my clothes, but I can't.
Right, so that was the other thing, and I was pissed about that, and then the shit wouldn't work. So now this. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I close the lid, and it's not starting again. And I'm like, I look in there, and I'm really tempted to just start taking the clothes out and just throwing them in the dryer like that and just being like, fuck it. By this time, it's like 2 in the morning. I'm tired.
The next person can deal with all the water.
Right. Of course, I have to work in the morning. She doesn't, but that's fine. I do. So I need to get this laundry done because she's sick, so I'm taking care of it for her. Because I wear the dress in this non-relationship.
Right.
I do the laundry.
This not-relationship.
Right. She actually fucks me. It's weird. I'll tell you guys later.
And then you go do the dishes
and then
make
I go
dinner.
Do the dishes wiping my mascara. Right. Yeah. You guys know what I mean. I'm sure Jeremy's in that kind of relationship. Jeremy, your girl is fucking sexy. I expect full nudes. Email info at thejamal.com. Right. So I'm debating this. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I grab 3 more fucking quarters.
Cool.
And I put them in the machine, fucking cha-ching. I close the lid, and it starts again.
How loud is it?
It's pretty loud. Is it? That's not my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have old fucking
shitty washer
Maytag
dryer.
Shit from the 70s.
Yeah,
that's
those
not,
that washer, all of those are so old.
I offered the landlord. I have a washer and dryer just sitting in storage, but it's not coin-op.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, your shit's broken. It's just sitting there. So why the fuck? Why can't I just bring my shit here? Well,
and then we'll be free.
We'll get that fixed eventually. Oh, you'll get that fixed like you fixed my fucking shower and the water and shit?
Yeah, when
cool.
are you going to fix that?
Appreciate that. She got a little taste of that the other night.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God,
it's
cold.
And then, oh my God, it's hot.
Her words.
Oh no, it's cold again.
It's like taking a shower. It's like having a dog piss on you. It's just no pressure. So it's warm sometimes, but yeah.
Your shower's kind of bipolar.
Jeremy, a.k.a. Jeremy says, hey, Matt, do you like the pic of my pipe and her cleavage? If by pipe you mean penis and her cleavage you mean vagina, then yes, I do. So I do that, and I close
it. I didn't see that picture.
And I come back in, and I set my shit for 15 more minutes, and I start fucking reading.
Cool.
The alarm goes off, and I go back out there, and this time the basket is flipped over, the lid is sitting up, and the washer's unplugged.
Like, he's just fucking, that's it. Unplugs
yeah.
it.
I'm like, the fuck is going on here? Now, by this time,
now you gotta put in 3 more quarters.
It's like 2:30 now by this time. I might as well just fucking stay up all night.
Yeah.
So, what I do, come back in here, get my black fucking hoodie on. Yes. I got my black pajama pants on.
Right.
I go back in there. I fucking turn the light off. I got my little Maglite flashlight. I fucking put 75 more. You owe me fucking $3, you twat. I put in 75 more fucking cents. Cha-ching, fucking turn it on, goes. I hop up. Actually, first, I walk back to my apartment. I open the door. I open the other door. Shut it. Quietly, because I'm ninja. I'm stealth.
Right.
I'm fucking F-14A stealth fighter, right?
Yeah.
F-1A stealth bomber sometimes. I go back in there just creeping. Like, we are fucking 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Like, I'm fucking creeping. I'm about to regulate on these bitches. So I fucking go in there and I hop up and I fucking turn the light off and I put my hood on and I'm just fucking
just
chilling. Darkness, complete darkness, a moon kind of shining in so I can see shadows if anyone's coming. Fucking ready to pounce on the first motherfucker that comes in there and fucks with my laundry again.
And of course no one showed up.
Of course! I sit there for 15 fucking minutes like a fucking retard.
Did you wait until it was done?
Well,
did you
stand
there until it was done?
Yeah.
Really?
Because of course as soon as I come in, somebody's gonna
then
fuck
he would
with
go.
It. So what I do though, so it starts kind of shaking a little bit, which is maybe what makes the noise, but that's not what they heard because that shit didn't get that far. It only does that when it's spinning and it's empty. This shit still had full water.
Do you think it's the downstairs?
I don't know. So of course I sit on there and it's starting to vibrate. So I'm like, huh, she's sleeping. I'm not going to fucking slip it in while she's asleep. Not yet. We're not that close yet. So I sit on it and it's like vibrating my balls and I'm like, huh, no one's here. No one's coming. So I fucking rub one out on the fucking thing and I bust it into the fucking other washer that's broken. Just fucking enjoy that shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that the washer you weren't going to get around to fixing? Because I just fixed it. It might have a baby in about 8 months, 9 months. I don't know. So that happens. I throw it in the dryer and I go to bed. I'm done. I'm not going to wait because you have to dry
the
shit
dryer's
twice
quiet,
here.
Though,
of course,
it?
Because he wants to make as much fucking money as possible.
Wait, that's my house is like that too. You throw it in the dryer and you got to run it twice before it's
really?
Finally dry. Yeah.
Well, that sucks then.
Yeah, it's
make
gay.
Better shit,
seriously,
America.
What
hey,
the
why
fuck?
Is our economy? Oh, I don't know, because we make shit.
And my washer and dryer aren't from the 70s. They're pretty new, actually.
So was it last night or the night before? When did you stay here? Last night. Okay, so last night she needs laundry done again. Of course, she's sick as fuck now, and her brother's sick too. And I'm not sick yet. I'm fighting this shit off like crazy. I'm doing all right. So she passed out. She's crashed, and I'm like,
you know what's gonna happen is she's gonna get better, and then
it'll finally hit.
You know,
me.
A few days will go by, and you're like, oh, I'm not gonna get sick, and then like a week and a half will go by, and you'll get it like 20
right,
times
the next
worse.
Show, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh fuck, okay. Did you totally just drool on the carpet? I saw that. Thank
I didn't.
Okay.
I swear.
Right, she'll be doing this. She'll be heading the show, and I'll be here in the chat room, fucking holding it down. So, last night, same fucking shit. I go to do the laundry, of course, it's fucking late again, and I start it up, and I come back in here, and I'm laying down by her, and I can hear it in there now, because I'm
you
listening
it.
For it, I
okay.
can hear it.
Right.
I hear it fucking turn off,
uh-huh.
and I fucking run out there, and there's nobody there, but the fucking lid's flipped up again. Same fucking shit as last
Wait,
time.
You heard it go off and you ran right out
yeah.
there and he was gone?
Like, I think they it's from downstairs, I think.
How did how is he so
stairs.
Ninja, though?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I dozed off or something. But when I woke up, it was not on and I went out, same thing, full of water, fucking put money in, came back in, and now I'm, like, waiting and I'm listening and shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to fucking kick somebody's ass.
This
is going to be my first fucking fight.
Ass.
I'm going to get evicted. I don't give a fuck. I'll go live with her for all I care.
You don't even have a...
totally kidding.
Did you even sign, like, a lease?
No.
Nothing?
I haven't signed a rental agreement. I haven't signed a lease. I haven't seen anything that says, I'm sorry, laundry room hours are fucking
from,
whatever
yeah,
to whatever.
Laundry room is closed
until
at 10
now,
p.m.
So that happens, whatever. I get the shit in the dryer again, finally. And I go to work, and I get home, and I go in there, because I see this little note. And that's what was on... Here, I'll fucking read it to you guys. That's what's on thejamhole.com/Twitter. You'll see I took a picture of it. But not only did I just read it, I actually replied to it. I fucking hit quote... and then reply, and I fucking put in my little reply here, and hold on just a moment. Okay, so the note says, no more doing laundry after 10 p.m. Have some courtesy while people are sleeping. So, should it matter? It's a laundry room. Should that have any effect? I'm sorry that this place was built the way it's built, but that's not my fault. Not every person has the same fucking hours. Like,
right.
I don't have time during the day to do
laundry. I'm sorry, I am not a 60-year-old guy living with two dudes that does fuck all day long, so...
I don't even know if it's those guys. I don't know
right,
who did it. They, you'd think...
I'm guessing
if you
it's
pissed them.
Them
off, you would think they would have signed room whatever the fuck. But nothing. It's just...
Well, I'm just guessing it's them because every time something has happened, it's always been them. Like, it's always... You know, they're the only ones that complain about your footsteps or about walking
That's
up the
true.
Stairs or fucking, like, when that plant...
And
did you knock down my plant?
Yeah, what plant? I know it wasn't that one guy because the cool guy that I
right,
talked to sometimes
the one right over
he
there.
Wasn't home that night at all. So
and
it's
he's a cool
him,
guy.
It's either him, the dude with the little faggot dog, or it's the dude downstairs that lives with the other dude, or it's the other dude that lives downstairs.
But
so,
I doubt it's
I
that
know.
Guy, because isn't he, like, all deaf and crazy? Like, I never even hear from that guy.
Yeah, not at all. So I grab a fucking Sharpie, and I write, "Sorry, not all of us can do laundry in the daytime. Quit being a prick and fucking with my shit." And that's the end of it.
I can't wait till he replies back.
I know, and I went out there, and I keep looking at the note to see if anyone replied to it or not.
Yeah.
But I do have a sneaking feeling that I'm going to get a phone call tomorrow from the landlord, and I'm going to be like, "I'm sorry, dude. I don't have time during the day. I work two fucking jobs. I do this show 3 fucking days a week. I don't have time. And now I have a not girlfriend, and that takes up fucking time. Like, I can't do my laundry during the day. So either fix your old-ass fucking shit, or tell the fucking pussies, if they don't like it, then fucking leave. But I like this place, and I'm staying, so get fucked."
Yeah.
"And you touch my fucking laundry again, I'm gonna piss all over your clothes next time you do laundry. I'll put bleach in there, I'll fucking jerk off in there. I'll find a prostitute
that
has
AIDS. Just take a shit right in there.
I will take a dump in your shit. I'll let her take a dump in your shit, and that is not
No, what you need
you
to do is wait till he puts it in the dryer, take a dump in there,
I'll
and then turn it on.
I'll take a dump on everything in that fucking room. I'll take a dump in the trash can. I don't give a fuck. I'm so sick of being up till 4 in the morning because some ass fuck keeps fucking with my laundry. I'm sick of it."
I guess, you know, if you would quit fucking with your laundry, he wouldn't have to deal with its loud-ass noise as long and as late.
I know! If
just
you would have
let
the laundry finish the first time, that wouldn't have fucking
You
could have
got
on.
Back to sleep.
Exactly.
Just chill.
So, it's tax season. You get your taxes done yet?
No.
No? You get your taxes? Nice. You know how much money I'm getting back?
How much?
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Not
however enough.
Much
Not
is
enough.
In there.
That's what...
however much is in there from what they get back
no.
from their taxes
exactly.
and forward to us.
So, since it is tax season, you guys are going to get some money back. You guys kick us some money. We are going to try and make it, I think, to this Keith and the Girl stand-up show. I'm not going to... Don't vote for me, please. Like,
what
I'm,
is that?
This is me being serious. This is my serious face.
Yeah.
Don't vote for me. I don't want to win. I submitted that shit because every submission up till that point was complete shit. So I felt I had to voice that fact. But I did it jokingly, and like they said, it's more of a commentary. It's not a stand-up thing. I don't want to win. I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
I will if I have to, if I happen to, but don't vote for me. Please, seriously.
Don't try and make him win.
Right,
like, if
Thank
he happens
you.
To win, okay.
If it happens, it happens, and I'll write an actual stand-up thing. But I would prefer not to. If I do go, I want to just be able to hang out and chill and whatever. So on the jamhole.com/forums, MDS started a post. It's the first Jam Hole meetup
thing. Right, yeah.
But it's like question mark. Like, do you guys want to do this? I want to do this. I think I have paid vacation. I'm not going to be able to go to Argentina. And as long as I have my not girlfriend, there's no need to go to Argentina. And like, there's no need. It'd be cool to see Argentina and to see May again. But I don't need to now, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that would be fun. There's no cruise or anything, and I have paid vacation, and I can take it during that time. So if you guys are going to make the trip, because you guys, all of our, most of our fans are on the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's why they hate
They're
that
close. I mean, they're within driving distance.
Exactly.
Least, you know.
So if you guys are going to make the trip, we'll make the trip. And whoever else wants to come with us from here, if Braden, we're going to try, he's going to go. If fucking Danny wants to go, whoever wants to go, it'll be a good time. So just kind of post there at thejamhole.com/forums and let us know if that's something you guys really want to do or if it's not really, if we're still too new to start having actual meetups, that would be a cool first meetup for
that
sure.
That would be definitely.
All the Keith and the Girl fans, a lot of them listen to our show now.
And you know a lot of them because you met them already.
Exactly. I think that would be cool for our first meetup because it wouldn't be just Jam Hole people, which wouldn't be as big. If between us and them, holy shit.
Yeah, that'd
Holy
be cool
shit.
To have like a bunch of Jam Hole fans there at this Keith and the Girl thing.
David says, were we going? Yes, we're all going. We're driving your Mustang there. Totally okay. No, so yeah, I just thought that'd be cool. So yeah, it is, you know, I almost want to save this now. What time is it?
We're
because it'll be tax season all month. We can talk. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to save this. The other thing I did want to mention real quick, I'm listening to the February 10th episode of Distorted View.
Is that the newest one?
Or? One of the newest ones. I don't know. Tim has dogs. I knew he had a dog. I didn't know he had four dogs.
He has four?
Totally,
I just knew he had like one or two.
He turned into those people that's like, you have dogs, but you totally hate them because you're like, oh, I hate these fucking dogs. They get rid of them.
Yeah,
they're
he's
not
always
your kids. You don't have to have them. You're not going to go to jail for murder if they suddenly turn up dead because, oops, I hit one with my car.
He's the first person I heard talk that much shit about dogs.
Right.
And
so
he has four?
I lost what little respect I have for Tim Henson.
Yeah,
four dogs, two Dobermans, two Boston Terriers. And he's telling this story about how his Boston Terriers, like, hump everything and they throw up, but it's cool because they eat their throw up. Like, four dogs and Tim Henson.
Oh,
he's a big
God.
Kid. He's a big gay kid.
Is he married or have
he's
a girlfriend
gay.
Or
you
anything?
You can't get married when you're gay.
Well, it depends on what state he lives in.
Ohio.
Yeah.
But just hearing that, I'm like, man, I had so much respect for you, dude. You're doing what we want to do. Like, you make money doing this. You make your living doing this.
Although you kind of sold yourself out by doing
you did, Tim. But granted, if we could, we fucking would. Yeah. Not like that. We'd find a better, not so sellish, outish way
right,
to do
exactly, because we're not like you.
So he's just talking about this, and I'm just getting so mad. Just I can picture these little
you're like,
yappy
I'm not even
dogs,
gonna listen. I'm done. Fucking
two,
pause.
Yeah, and then these two
delete.
Fucking Dobermans. So then he gets to talking about how now all of a sudden his Dobermans have explosive diarrhea.
Yes,
and it's all over the walls. And why would you? Fucking,
is he taking pictures?
I sure fucking hope so.
He should be.
Why would you fucking? You can sell them on your sideshow
for sure. To people, tell you by that.
Why would you live like that? Could you? You imagine if my cat shit all over the walls?
You'd get rid of the cat.
I'd kill her.
The cat. You would go out, take your trash out, and the cat would be in the dumpster.
Exactly. Exactly. But then I listen, of course, to the rest of the show, and that Sextastic Tuesday kind of brought it all back to me. So, yeah. Tim, I do still respect you just a little bit.
Those
man,
Tuesdays are sextastic.
Those dogs, dude. I'm sorry. Like.
Seriously.
Kids or dogs, I'm glad you have dogs, but dogs and, like, get a cat, dude.
But how many dogs until that amounts up to one kid? Like, how many dogs does it take to equal one child? I was just thinking.
Like, two?
Two dogs?
Well, how big are dogs? How big dogs are we talking here? Like, Rottweilers?
Just normal size. Just,
normal size?
Just,
like,
you know,
my dog was?
Yeah.
Smoking?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
like that
probably
size.
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
So he has, like, two kids.
Exactly. And that sucks for you, bro.
And they're shitting all over the walls and puking and eating it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
they're the
a
worst
fuck,
kids ever.
That's
pretty
a fuck
disgusting.
My life if ever there was
They never
one.
Take baths
oh, okay.
and shower.
So, sorry, real quick. I totally forgot to play the voicemail the other night, didn't I? Didn't
oh,
someone leave us a voicemail
yeah, I think
and
so.
I forgot? Okay, so we're going to play a couple voicemails. We'll get into some fuck my life.
Hey, Braden, what the fuck was wrong with your ovaries on Friday night? You better get your shit together, son. You're going to be replaced by a pair of tits.
That one was old. That's
by
a,
this pair of tits?
No, actually, I think he was talking about.
Yeah,
a
that
different
was
pair
an old one. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so
an old voice.
Here's the new one. Okay.
Yo, Matt Brayden. This is Guardo. Just calling in and say hey. And
hey.
Got a question of the week for you. I'm pass this off to Stereo Radiation for their thoughts, but we'll be addressing it on our recording tonight too.
Of course.
If
yes,
you had to choose.
Okay.
Would you A, never ever laugh again?
Whoa.
Or never have another orgasm?
Whoa.
Wow.
Give it
Whoa.
Some thought.
Whoa, dude.
Let us know what you think. Later. Bye.
Never laugh or never
Guardo,
orgasm?
Guardo.
That is a... Wow.
Wow. Hey, would you never eat again or would you never drink again? Like, either way, I'm going to die. Holy
yeah,
Christ,
no shit.
Guardo. If I really... Yeah, this is hard. You want to check? Is this a would you rather? Because this is hard. Yes. This is hard, like, in my pants right now. This is hard.
Oh. And you won't be able to have an orgasm,
well,
probably.
Brayden, I'm going to hand this one off to you.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. Don't laugh or don't orgasm.
Well,
man,
you...
I'm almost going to have to go with...
It's not like you're having orgasms now, so you might as well.
Dude,
just
Dude, every
never
day.
Fucking...
I probably have more orgasms than you.
Don't make us laugh.
No, but I would actually, I don't know, that's hard as, you know, doing a comedy show and not, if I couldn't laugh, I couldn't do the show ever.
How
awful.
Because
that would be fun, I wouldn't be able to make jokes.
So now, let me ask you this, Guardo. I wish I could call him. Oh, here. Fuck, that is, well, what I was going to ask him, maybe he'll hear this and he can write us back in, email info@thejamhole.com, but I'm curious, what is the mechanism that is going to, like, I can see... Never having an orgasm again, you will just... Are you taking away sex? Can you fuck? You just don't come? Because I kind of went through that. That's just like being doped up on oxys all the time.
Right.
Like, you fuck all night, but you just never come. Like,
yeah.
I lived that way for 5 years. No big deal.
I could do.
I did a lot of laughing during that time frame.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And
a
I'd
lot
have
of,
to
yeah.
say that if you could still fuck, I think... But laughter is the best medicine from what I heard. So...
Well, you can live without...
Sick,
no.
If you're sick and the doctor's like, you need the best medicine, you're like, fuck, I chose orgasms over laughter.
And
the ironic thing is, it was sex that gave me this disease that I can't fucking cure now in the first place. That's a little... Isn't it ironic? So I'm just curious what the mechanism is that you would never laugh. Like, is it brain?
If
that
you would never laugh, like, you would probably be
I'd
so
kill people.
Well, yeah, you'd
I'm
probably kill
tell
yourself.
You right now. No, I would kill other people.
Well, yeah, and yourself.
I'm fine with myself. It's the other
no,
people.
No, but
I
if
don't
you
like.
Couldn't laugh, like, you know how depressed you would probably get if you never laughed? And
well, that's what
you
I'm
know?
Asking. Is
I mean,
it,
do you find stuff funny still, or do you just
what
not
I'm
laugh?
Asking.
Okay.
It, what are you doing?
Right.
Do you just.
Like, yeah,
is
it's not
emotion,
specific enough.
Is that emotion just totally gone
right.
to where there's
like,
no
humor? Like,
you just
don't?
Or do you find things funny, you just can't laugh? Because if I could find things funny, like...
And not laugh? Like, laugh on the inside?
Can you laugh on the inside?
Yeah.
Hey, that was so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Yeah, that was so funny, I can't laugh at it.
I can't.
I just can't.
I actually chose orgasms over that, but now, every time I hear a joke, I come in my pants. Boom! All right.
Well, I'm going to choose orgasms still, though. It's going on the basis
can
that
you, hold on,
I can
hold on.
Still find things funny, but I can't laugh. Going on
are,
that.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Are we talking orgasm from jerking off or like...
Just any, just orgasm.
Well, I'm saying, can you still take a finger in the butt and press the prostate and come that way?
Yeah,
or like
you just, like you, if you jerk off, can you come? And, or
that's
you
an
just
orgasm,
can't when you,
bro. I'm saying,
well, yeah,
is it
but
still
like,
an orgasm
is it
there?
Just with like sex? Or
can I still give women orgasms?
Well, yeah,
I mean,
for
not
sure.
that I'm
That's...
doing that now, but I mean, you know, at some point in time, I'd like to think maybe she'll finally be like, no, idiot, it goes in here, and then, oh, I just came. Like, that's all it took. I was just
that
doing
was
it wrong. I was just doing it wrong. Silly me. I'm sorry. I was just doing it wrong. You gotta tell me. That's my ear. Okay.
So have we come to a decision? Are you choosing laughter?
I have to laugh, bro. Bros
right.
before hoes.
Right.
And when I'm hanging with my bros, the
you
last thing
laugh.
I want to do is come. Vils, yeah, I'd rather laugh. I think we would, you all know the answer to that. I'm kind of curious.
Well,
did he say they were going to talk about that on their next show?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I'm kind of curious.
If
406-204-GOT-P. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this.
I wish... There was just
more details?
Yeah, just, I don't know.
Well, what do you want to know? I'll make the details.
Well, like I said, like, I would choose orgasms if I still find things funny,
no,
but I don't actually laugh.
No humor at all.
Right.
Total emo.
Just
your life is like my book of rhymes.
Right.
Just fucking fuck.
Okay,
fuck
so this. Let's put it that way. Okay, so for that one, you just find nothing funny. And for the orgasms, you cannot have an orgasm at all.
Right, but you can
all.
Still fuck.
Right.
Right. I'd be like, ha, 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 this is funny because I'm never going to come. I'd just be a porn star.
That's true. I would have to choose laughter then.
You'd have to. You'd yeah. almost have to.
Well,
because
you'd probably
that,
just
though.
Die from just being so miserable because you...
Die from fucking just, overload.
Yeah.
It's just like,
can't
I have
laugh.
To... Can I snicker?
Not
can
get
I
my
giggle?
Medicine.
Can I giggle?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe.
Something.
Something. Fuck my life.
Fuck.
Thank you, though, for the call. That's awesome. If you guys want to leave voicemails, call the line whenever the show's not live. Today, hey, Braden,
hey,
did
Matt.
I tell you about this earlier today?
I don't think you did.
Well, let me tell you something. Today, right, I was talking to my parents, right?
Right.
I was talking to them about feeling insecure with my beach body as spring break, is, you know, it's getting closer and closer. Like a
not really.
Inch, it's getting 9-inch nails closer. I want to fuck you like an animal, but I won't come, but I'll laugh. Okay.
Yeah.
So... My beach body. How's my beach body? Is it banging? Am
I right.
beach body
I mean,
bingo
you know,
banging?
It's just we just gone out of a long winter.
Can you do me a favor?
Gained a couple.
I was going to ask you to never interrupt another alliteration of mine again.
Yeah.
Because I was going to keep that one going.
Oh.
It was going to be the longest alliteration in you. I was going to motion to you to call Guinness in the middle of this. But you fucked it up, so thank you.
That's all right.
Okay.
Guinness would have told you to go fuck off anyway.
So, beach body. How's your beach body? White and pasty?
Yeah.
Like a ghost?
Totally.
yeah, this is... No, that we're good. You guys know. There's a patch of hair right there. But I don't think I don't think she's talking about that. I think she's talking about the fat. I think generally...
Like her, just her abs, probably.
Right, probably.
Unless she's fat, then it's everything.
Okay,
then
so...
Then she has no beach body.
My dad proceeded to warn me by saying, quote, don't wear a gray swimsuit. People will try to roll you back into the ocean. Fuck my life. Sounds like someone's dad chose laughter over orgasms.
Yeah,
also.
Definitely.
Boy, that's mean. Hey, yeah. Thanks, Dad. These are your jeans, you fat fuck.
That is the most... I've never heard...
It's glandular.
That's the most clever
so
way to call someone.
I'm so hungry, though,
whale.
But it's oh, God, feed me.
Feed me.
That's
Put
what
the fork down, please.
That's what the Sextastic Tuesday was about. It's
really?
So... Oh,
I'll
God.
Have to listen to that.
Basically, all... spoiler alert, at the end, they end up deep-frying a baby in the fryers at Fruddruckers. That's how it ends.
I want my baby back, baby
no,
back,
I
baby back
I don't
ribs.
Want my baby back now, actually. It's deep-fried. Can I get that to go? Today, Braden... Did I tell you about this? Today I had to get my license renewal picture taken, right?
Yeah.
Get this.
Okay.
After the first go, right, the woman said, it looks like your eyes are closed. I'm Asian. Fuck my life. I'm either stoned or Asian.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fuck my
or my
way.
Eyes are closed, I guess.
Right. Or, Oh.
Whoa.
I was wondering where you
fuck,
were.
Fuck. I wonder why everything's
like,
so
hey,
dark
in
here.
Can you turn the lights
on? Yeah. I was like, how are you taking a picture in here with the lights
on? I know, right? It's like, is this new fucking
this
technology?
Is the weirdest DMV I've ever been in.
Do you have an awesome camera I don't know about?
Yeah.
Night vision?
Is it a black light camera?
Now,
what is it?
You're being silly. Stop that. Today, Braden. Check this out. Today, I texted this girl I really like, and she didn't answer. She did about 2 hours later, and it
what's
said,
the, who's this?
Sorry, I was having sex at the time you texted me, but
fair.
Hey, how are you? Fuck my life. That's so awesome. Oh, sorry, I was fucking someone that's not you. How are you doing? Oh, well
awesome
hey,
now.
Hey, bro, can you pass me that beer when you're done with
yeah.
it? Yes.
Fuck.
Take that bitch off the wall. That was horrible. Today, on campus, these really overly happy people, you could call them gays, whatever.
Right, gay means happy.
Right, exactly. These overly gay people walking around with big signs saying, free hugs, free hugs. When I walked towards them, their smiles faded and they put their signs down. Fuck my life. Free hugs, except for that guy over there.
Yeah.
Everyone look at the guy that's not getting hugs. Okay.
All right.
Today I went to dinner with my friend and his family. You ever done that?
Yeah.
Gone to dinner, friend,
right,
family.
Right, just whatever.
Just fucking chilling.
Just had some free dinner.
Passing some jokes around.
Yep, just
maybe.
Getting
hey,
to know the fam.
Did you hear the one about the 3-foot pianist?
I don't know if I have.
I went to the men's room at the same... You're... Okay, I'm picturing, like, dinner at their house. I'm like, you guys have a men's room at your house?
No,
I
like, they
have,
went out.
I have one. It's unisex.
Yeah.
I went in the men's room at the same time as his father. And as we peed next to each other in adjacent urinals, of course.
Right.
No gay
shit. Of course. It had the proper dividers
right.
in
I'm
between.
Right. I'm actually banging your daughter. Why would I want, you know? Okay. So the father looked over at me and said, "Don't worry. I've seen smaller. Fuck my life." His dad, her dad's got jokes. That's funny.
He chose laughter also.
Because he's Asian. It's cool. They usually don't let her date outside of the perfect race,
right.
if you will.
The master
the
race.
The master race. The pure race. You know what I mean? What race is that?
I don't know.
Tell me.
You just choose.
Today, as I was getting...
I'll leave that up to you.
Choose.
It's your choice.
Choose your weapon.
Whichever one you want.
Today, as I was getting dressed after having sex with a guy I like, neither here nor there. Did you hear that when the speed up blowjobs when they...
No, I didn't.
It totally sounds like turkey going... It's so funny. It's funny to watch.
I
want to
hear that.
Because they're going... Just sucking cock. But the audio... I think Tim played some of it. But the audio, it's so
Was there
funny.
A video for it too?
Yeah, it's sped up blowjobs.com or some
oh,
shit.
Okay.
It's so funny though. Like turk just... like sped...
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes, we will watch porn later. I'm glad there's such
porn
a thing.
Bloopers.
Oh, porn bloopers, right. Okay. I'm glad there's such a thing as spedupblowjobs.com.
Yeah.
Thanks, God. Hey, blowjobs and heroin, right?
Yeah.
Got my back. Word. So, I had sex, right? I'm getting dressed. He told me I looked better with my clothes
on.
Fuck my life and fuck you, you asshole. I'm never having sex with you again.
That's fine, because I'd rather you had your clothes on.
I was going to ask, hey, can we just do it with the lights either off
or
your clothes totally on?
Yeah.
I got scissors. I just
right,
cut a
I just
little
cut
hole,
a hole in there.
Where the vagina is.
Yeah.
Just fucking...
The vagina.
Right. I kind of cut the hole kind of smaller.
Can
so
you just
like,
wear some crotchless underwear?
It's actually like taking her virginity if I just cut a small hole and then I just rip it the fuck open. It's great.
It's like start going back.
It's the only way I can... feel it. Today I told my mom I was going through a growth spurt. She said, yeah, horizontally. My mom's a bitch. Fuck my life. God, mom.
Wow.
Yeah, horizontally. Yeah, in my dick. Fucking mom. Jesus Christ. Is my mom in the chat room tonight?
Okay, no, good. I don't think so.
Just checking.
Well, you're worried about that now? Last time she was in the chat room, it was so awkward.
What are you not going to know? Okay, it's fine.
I can't remember what you were talking about last time.
I hate when you
what
do that.
What just happened?
I fucking... Oh, that is so weird.
I don't even know what
she
did.
She just, like, I'll be just chilling, like, holding her hand, and all of a sudden she'll grab, like, right here and just pop it. And
ooh.
I fucking hate that. That's cartilage actually getting destroyed, thanks. Now I have to do this, and look what you did. No, get away from me. Don't ever... Oh! I hate that. Sissy lala.
I pop a lot more of my hands. Like, I'll pop my back and my fucking neck and everything.
How's your neck?
It's awful.
Okay. Today, my boyfriend... Yeah.
My not boyfriend.
My not boyfriend got a pair of not concert tickets for his unbirthday. He... He loved the gift, but turned to me and said, what do you think he said?
I don't even know.
Do I have to bring you? Fuck my life. Today, I bought him the tickets. Oh, I was going to bring the girlfriend I actually like.
It's like, oh, I was just going to go with my mom, actually.
Right? Is that weird that you'd rather do that not with your mom? Or not with your girlfriend?
Right, but with your mom?
That's another. That goes back to the whole thing. Why are you with this dipshit then?
Yeah.
Do I have? I mean,
do I have to take you? Or,
yeah,
or you know,
you're an asshole. Hey, because he doesn't beat me, and he probably doesn't cheat on me.
Probably.
And that's amazing. Like I'm wow.
Like
dude.
He's a keeper for
Jesus,
sure.
Jesus in the flesh,
right there,
dude. It's amazing.
The Son of God.
Today I bit into my egg sandwich, my humid egg sandwich. That's not ketchup. That's blood.
Ew. It's that time.
Vagina blood. Oh, what are we gonna do with your vagina blood? I'm so excited for this. This is going to be
really?
The coolest thing. What are we going to do? Wait, here, say something. You haven't talked all show. Say something. What are we going to do? Speak right here.
She's not going to talk.
What are we going to do with your vagina blood? Come on, please. This is so great. All right.
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Whatever you want.
Thank you. What were we talking about, though? It was such a great idea. I totally forgot now.
I thought you had that same dream you had of painting the jam hole on right. a big window.
Right, but we were going to... Oh, that was it! We were going to... You know the fan signs we've been getting that people write the jam hole on their chest?
She's going to do it with her vagina.
I'm going to do it! On her boobies. Yes. In blood.
That's pretty cool.
Next month, right? Okay, next month. Well, you just let me know. I'll know when that tampon's missing, I'm in it. I'm just fucking finger painting. It's going to be awesome. You're going to come out looking like one of those aborigines with the fucking war paint on, just like, just ready to fucking kill.
I think if you should just get some of those cups. You can probably get them through Sick and Wrong's website.
What are those called? The Mency cups?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, I'm losing pages of my notebook.
And then she can draw you awesome art with it.
Look at this shit, guys. This is, I'm like, it's almost full and pages
are... It's falling apart.
It's falling apart. The
pages are just sitting in there.
/ donate. At least buy me a fucking new notebook to write notes in.
Who was it that bought you that one?
Look at this. Whoa, Bill.
The, oh, that was close.
Girl, all that works at the... Whoa! The girl.
Excuse me.
Wow, dude. The girl that works at the office I work at.
Right, that one. You should just get her sweating bullets, man.
Fuck me.
That was, that was the closest.
Today, I almost said the name of the chick that works at the office that almost cheated on her boyfriend with me's name.
Oh,
fuck
whoa.
My life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun because they're probably listening now. So, egg sandwich, ovarian egg. Today, I've been to my egg sandwich, and when I look back into it, guess what I found?
What?
There were 5 long, gray...
Hairs.
Wiry hairs leading from the sandwich into my mouth. Fuck my life. Fuck it.
That's disgusting.
Old dude pubes.
Fuck.
Hey, are those pubes? Yeah, dude. I love those guys. I would like them to meet us in New York for this meetup. And we'll have a UID.
Can we just...
Keith and the girl, jam hole... Fucking extrava fucking
Or we'll have dancing. To have another meetup some other time in Cali, and we can have a Sick and Wrong, yeah, dude, jam hole meetup.
Yeah, or we can go that side.
Do that.
But since this is already happening, and there's already going to be a bunch of people there.
Yeah, true. You know.
Today, I was helping supervise a 5-year-old's birthday party in an inflatable obstacle course. Don't do that. That's creepy. I was playing hide-and-seek with them. Ooh.
Hey.
I am a previous sex offender. I saw the birthday boy and crept around the corner and yelled, "Found you!" He peed his pants. Fuck my life. God, see, we are raising a nation of pussies.
For sure. Just
found
peas?
You. Ah, piss!
That's
like dogs.
A friend of mine has a dog. I was just going to say that. A friend of mine has a dog.
They get all excited and they just pee everywhere.
Or if he just...
have in your house. Cool.
I think actually...
Hey, can you actually pee over there where you haven't peed yet? Thanks.
I think this dog would pee, though, because a friend of mine used to always take his shoe off and, like, chase the dog with it and try and, like, beat it because he hated the fucking dog. And it was his friend's dog. It wasn't even his dog.
Aww.
And then ever since...
Don't beat your friends.
Ever since then, every time you would, like, he would chase after the dog, it would just run a little bit, cower,
and just pee.
Just piss.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Don't. That's mean.
Yeah.
You can feed him Snicker bars if they bite
right.
you in the ass. And I hate those dogs.
Fuck, man.
Today, a few more here, and then we'll continue. Today, I went to the gym to run. I ended up at the hospital because I went into anaphylactic shock. Apparently, I'm allergic to exercise now. Fuck my life.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
A joke. And right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we please keep these real, guys? Whoever writes on this website, I don't want you guys trying to write the jokes for us.
Right. Like,
I went anaphylactic
just
shock
write what
I'm
happens.
Allergic to exercise. Hey-o!
Just write
don't
what happens and, you know,
just
can
tell
be
us
added.
What happens. We'll take care of the rest. Okay, thanks. Today, my boss called me into his office to show me the website of a potential business partner. When he began to type Virginia into Google, it auto-completed his search with his recent
vagina.
Search for...
I said vagina.
Virgin.
Oh, virgin.
Boy. Assholes. I have to go on a business trip with him tomorrow. I'm a young guy. Fuck my life.
Oh, and a virgin.
And see, some of these jokes just kind of write themselves.
Yeah, that's a joke in
that
a tone.
Sucks for you,
just
bro.
What happened to you was a joke.
Hey, you ever heard of bro rape? Because you're about to.
Who says God doesn't have a sense of humor?
That is a good point. You know? Who says God doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Today, this is the last one. Today, for the first time in months, I got a call from a beautiful girl. This one right here. Asking me what I'm doing tonight. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
It's chilling.
Then my battery died. Fuck my life. That sucks for you, dude. What's time, please? All right. Shit. Should we just skip confession? There's some good confessions. Should we?
We can either do confessions and do like one story each, or
no? I want to do some news. Let's just fucking do some news. We don't have time to do confessions tonight. Ray, call in the air, please.
Heads.
It is absolutely heads. Wow. Three in a row.
See, it's like that. You'll go on a streak, and then it'll go back to me.
It all evens itself
it
out,
It did
though.
That with rock, paper, scissors,
it's the probability
too,
wave.
But it did that with rock, paper,
scissors.
But this
is completely more random.
Yeah,
we have
true.
No control over it. But I can choose if I start it heads or I start it tails, but that's it. I have no other...
And then I can choose heads or tails.
Or I can totally lie and say whatever I want.
Right.
Because it's my show.
Yeah.
You're just
well, you just don't have to show me. I just... I don't even.
Fuck
I just.
Matt.
I take your word for what it is. Like
nothing.
I could totally call heads and it'd be heads, and you'd just say tails, and I'd be like, okay.
Okay, fuck you, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us? What fucking episode is this?
Holy
I close
fuck!
My book.
I don't even know.
154? Yeah, because Wednesday was. Dude.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. This one is called "In Jailhouse Interview: Beach Father Admits Slang Young Son."
Pardon. Your dad?
Yeah, this guy just killed his kid, basically.
Really?
Sum it up.
Hey, holla.
He slayed him.
He listened to us. What
like,
did we
say? He's like a plus one dragon
if
slayer.
Fucking A, he's like a plus one life sucker slayer. If you're not going to do it, like, raise it and do it
right,
then just get rid of it.
Like, if you're going to kill your son, kill him, like,
preferably
while
do it.
Still in your girlfriend. Like,
right.
Don't Absolutely. Wait for him to come out and then, you know, turn five.
Hey, hindsight is a
bitch. Yeah. Definitely. If I would have known this kid was going to be such a piece of shit, I would have killed him before he was born.
Looking like his mother. Good Lord.
Jesus Christ.
And it's a guy.
Okay, so a father accused
Virginia
of killing...
Virginia Beach?
Yeah. Virginia.
Hey, this one's from our friend. That's where they live. Or were
what?
From.
Excuse
that's,
me?
That's where
Who?
They're... Don't take pictures of me, please.
A father accused...
No pictures.
No pictures. A father accused of killing his five-year-old son and wounding his wife inside his home was...
Because it was her fault.
Right. Was arraigned this morning in Virginia Beach court.
Thank you.
Joseph Henry Hagerman the third
of
33
course.
Said late last night in media interviews that he decapitated his son that morning.
That is such a ghetto fucking I'm the third.
Yeah.
There's it was
Henry
such,
Hagerman
Henry
the third
is such a sick fucking name. We
I
just
know.
We couldn't see naming
I
him
love
any,
his last name Hagerman.
Right, and he just murdered Henry the fourth.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if
he cut his. That's brutal. Was it his real son? Because I find that hard that you're a father, a son, unless your wife
well,
did it behind your back.
Obviously, more to it than what we know so
well,
far.
Well, right, but I'm just saying to have a father cut the like I can see killing it, but
you don't know what the kid did.
Well, right, but that takes time. Like, you can't just take a knife and go,
you don't know what he
that.
Decapitated him with.
Oh.
I mean,
oh.
with, like, if he used the
talking?
Axe, fucking, duh,
right,
one chop.
Okay.
He's 5 years old, dude. He's got
oh, yeah, he's
such
got,
a small
I
neck.
I can fucking just, okay.
Oh, totally, yeah. You could just,
I'm thinking, like,
just
if
cut
I just,
through it like a piece of steak.
Right, I was thinking if I wanted to cut your head off, like, I, that.
It, you'd have to
right.
saw a little.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's
you have,
fucking,
you'd probably have to saw three and four.
And five,
and
even.
And fucking A, while we're at it, why not?
Why not?
I'll do it. Christ. Hey, any other fucking, any other awful movie? Well, that's an alright movie, but
no,
would you care to
okay.
continue anything else, like, just beyond
yeah.
where it should have probably stopped at?
When should Saw have stopped?
Transformers 2.
Oh, are you stoked or what?
I'm stoked to fucking download it for free and be like, you want me to pay for this piece of shit? I didn't pay for the first one. And that ended up being a piece of shit. I've hit this thing like three times
a lot tonight.
I'm not sitting
in my normal
spot. I
didn't mind
the
first
though.
Transformers movie.
Really?
What's your beef?
It's
nowhere near as good as Transformers the movie.
Right.
The animated version.
Unicron.
Yeah, of course it's not that good. But
I don't know. Whatever.
You know.
This isn't a movie review show.
I was just wondering.
Okay, so 5-year-old.
Okay,
Ned
so
Slade, right.
Quote, if I didn't take my son's life, he would have lost his eternal salvation, Hagerman said in an interview.
Pardon?
I know,
it's
a horrible thing.
Did you just say eternal salvation?
If he didn't kill him, it would...
Did he forsake the Holy Eucharist?
He might
like,
have.
What's
his
wrong?
Son might have been into some
hold
shit.
On, God. Sense of humor.
There it is again. There it is.
Wow.
I didn't want him to lose his salvation, Hagerman said. Hey, I wanted him to go fast. I didn't want him to be tortured.
Is this another notch on the old bedpost of things that have killed more people than pot?
Like
God?
Parents?
I think God's already on the
religion's
list.
On the...
Right, we can just add one more. A 5-year-old. Like, hey, nice one, guys.
Yeah, nice. Taking them young. Well, we've had a lot of stories about religion killing.
God and pedophiles, right? Get them before the hair does. That's the jam hole. Get them before the hair does. No, wait, that doesn't work.
We've actually had a lot of stories.
I would wear that shirt.
Where God has taken the life of young children.
I'm
like, what about all those ones where the kids would... Like, we have one story where a 3-year-old or something got sick, and so they went to the church to have him blessed or whatever, and... Prayer healing, and of course he died because he
was
sick
different.
With something real.
That's no. Not like, I'm going to kill you. That's not going to take you to the doctor.
Right, but it's this, I don't know, they're killing him either way. I mean,
right,
they think
saying,
he's on purpose trying
knife,
to kill them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That kid wouldn't have died if he wouldn't have gotten sick.
Right,
which
okay.
is just another point for natural selection.
Yeah, I mean,
true. If you're not going to go to the doctor and get cured and you die...
I mean,
then,
they probably
should
have... It was just a late abortion,
shouldn't
really.
Shouldn't have been so weak.
Yeah. What do you do?
Should have had better genes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Should have picked better.
Hagerman, a night security guard for Virginia Beach Public Schools, appeared
in a juvenile
and domestic relations court via closed-circuit TV from jail. He was charged with first-degree murder and felony assault and ordered held without bond.
Hey, you know who I want near all of our kids at school? What's that guy doing? What's his name? That dude that cut his kid's head off?
Oh, Joseph Henry Haggerty III, him?
Can we get that guy?
Oh, totally.
Perfect.
We'll just send him right over.
Set the interview for tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to talk to you.
12 o'clock?
12 o'clock work. We'll do lunch.
Cool.
All right. Word. That's who we need.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The public defender's office was appointed to defend Hagerman, who later obtained his own counsel, a bond hearing Thursday.
That's always
a
good idea.
Yes.
If you're using the God defense.
Right.
Just be like, oh, no, actually, I'm waiting for Jesus.
He's my
lawyer.
Yeah.
He's got my six. He'll be here. And then when he doesn't show up, what do you do?
Actually, Jesus.
If religion's a real
Jesus
thing.
Jesus is my co-pilot.
Exactly. If religion's a real thing and my lawyer doesn't show up, that's not my fault.
Right.
If I pick Jesus as my lawyer.
And Jesus didn't, who the fuck thought?
I told him.
I told him,
I
5
prayed.
O'clock.
MC Hammer said, that's why we pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
It was on
pray?
His, you can't, it was that album. You can't touch this.
I should have known.
Pray, really?
It was I don't.
On MTV.
It's just too old.
Yeah.
I remember.
You're only 18, I forget.
Well, I mean, I know MC Hammer, it's
you
just I don't remember.
Pray, right? You remember Pray, right?
Yes. Hagerman served in the Marine Corps.
Get some of that.
Whoa, hey, get over here.
He's a Marine?
He was.
What?
Hagerman served in the Marine Corps as an administrative clerk from June 1994, to November 1997, achieving the rank of corporal and leaving when
corporal
his contract
punishment.
Was up.
Sorry. I should have waited till you were done to make that. I was so excited for it. That was like, because he cut.
Right, because he... Yes.
Come on!
I got it. He should have hung him or something instead.
Right.
That would have made it more.
Oh, okay. So if your lawyer doesn't show, or that's not a hung jury. Damn it.
Fuck.
Damn it.
That would have been so perfect, too.
Damn you, marijuana. It's Michael Phelps' fault.
Joshua D. Hagerman
was... I do it because I saw him do it.
Yeah.
And he wins gold medal. I want to win medals at podcasting, so I'm going to smoke pot.
Exactly.
Okay.
Joshua D. Hagerman was found in the home in the Lakes neighborhood. Police spokesman, Marge Long said his body was taken on the medical examiner's office in Norfolk to determine the cause of death. The boy's mother,
he got his head. Hey,
really?
Hey, who's the headless horseman over there? Oh, that's my 5-year-old son. He's dead.
Right.
Cause of death.
Well, his head seems to be separated from his body. Hey, I'm going to go with decapitated.
I gotta call my boss. Hey, boss, can we as humans live without our heads?
I have to say no, Bill.
No? Okay. So we got the cause of death. Yeah, his head's missing.
Oh, okay. That's probably what killed him.
Cool, guys. Way to go, police.
No, actually, maybe they think something killed him before that, and then he just cut his head off for shits and giggles.
For fun, so he could shit down his throat?
Right. Okay. But he had to kill, you know.
5-year-old, cool.
The boy's mother, who is the suspect's wife, underwent surgery at a hospital for lacerations to her hand. Her injuries were not considered life-threatening.
Oh, well, thank God. Now
thank
you can maybe
fucking
work on
God.
Making another one as Seriously. Soon as he gets out of jail. Cool. And then wait till he's 5 and kill him.
Yes.
You know what, dude? You could have killed 2 birds, 1 stone if while she was still pregnant with the child, you took a sword. Huh? Fucking +5 sword of hatred because it's your fucking bitch-ass wife and she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And you told her not to. She told you she was on the pill. And you fucking just run that shit through abdomen. Fucking and just unzip that bitch. You kill the baby, fucking, and then you kill her.
It's like 2 birds with 1 stone.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Awesome. And that's pretty much it for that story.
Is that for that story?
Yeah, well, I'm going to call that it.
All right, are we calling it good? Okay.
We're calling it good.
This one was, I believe, first sent in by 26, but then we later found the story also.
Right.
This one is called Man Dragged Under Van 17 Miles, comma, dies, comma, police say. Like, word on the street is this
word
dude,
on the police radar.
He was drugged, or no, he was dragged. Sorry, drugged, different story.
That's totally different.
Right. He was dragged under a van for 17 miles.
Holy fuck. What?
Dies.
Well, I fucking hope so.
Right, in New York.
For his sake.
In New York.
Fuck, where was that fucking stand-up thing then?
I know, right?
When we go to New York, can we see that?
Man, so this guy walks down the street and boom, hits it by a van, drug 70 miles and dies, police said. My name is Matt, thank you.
Good night.
A pedestrian was struck twice by vehicles, not once, but twice, in Queens and dragged for 17 miles by the second vehicle before police found him dead in Brooklyn. The badly mangled body was discovered under a van after several passing motorists motioned the driver to pull over.
Would he not know?
You're like driving and you're
just
like,
fucking,
the fuck is that? No, you're next to him.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, pull over. And the guy's like, what? I can't
roll down.
Pull over. Roll down. Pull.
Pull.
Well, you're dragging a dead Chinese man.
Yeah.
What? I'm bumping. This is the Jay-Z's latest.
Are your
herpes.
Eyes open?
I
your
got
eyes
herpes,
are closed.
Yo. Yeah. Like, pull over, dude. I gotta tell you something. Police had not identified the victim Wednesday evening. The first driver called 911 to report he thought he had struck a pedestrian, but he did not see anyone.
So he just kept going.
I definitely hit him, I think.
But I don't think
he's
stuck.
But I don't see him. But hey,
where'd he go?
He must have got up. He must have been
He must
A-okay.
Be all right. I can't see him.
How much green you've ever seen at one time? How much weed we've ever seen at one time?
What?
Like a ton? I don't know.
Like what? A whole ton?
That's why we have the... I don't know. What does that have to do with being drugged 17 miles? Okay, keep it. Okay.
Who's...
Sorry.
Really? Are we trying to do a show? Fuck!
Thank you and good night. yeah, I don't know, like a ton, maybe? Does it count if it's still on the plant? This is green. I don't know.
How much
her
green?
Eyes are green.
Yeah,
wait,
her hat's
pot?
Green. There's green.
Oh, pot.
Oh, I thought it meant green.
Well, like I got like a pressure cooker.
Right.
And I got a couple pans. If that, I don't know if that
a crock pot.
Right,
I got a crock pot.
Crock pot. Potty is in right, the bathroom.
Right, we got a potty.
Okay, keep it. It turned out that the second driver in a van had driven over the man whose body became lodged under its chassis.
Wait, so a guy ran him over... And then another van hit the body that was ran over, and it got stuck under his car.
Right. And then it drug him for 17 miles.
Okay.
Why didn't he really? What I heard, hold on, let me see if I can find the actual email.
Have you heard?
Have you heard? Okay, here we go. So, 26 subject line says, Mexican tries to jaywalk New York City street, reading his iPhone, his body is dragged.
He can't be Mexican.
Right.
What's he doing with an iPhone?
So, is that what caused this?
Him reading
that he's just, because I've done that. I've been like texting and walking. I've never been hit because I'm always looking up. And right. like while driving, I could see that. But in New York, where it's busy, like,
oh,
we have
so much
shit for people here compared to that.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people for the amount of space we have.
Well, yeah, but we don't have that
yeah,
much
it's not
all.
Like, yeah.
Right. So, there's
you
like
can't,
two.
God, I was in New York City once, and I don't see how someone could jaywalk there, because there's never a time where there's no traffic to where you could cross without the light.
That's,
you know, giving you the go.
That's the thing. You're not looking. You're
true.
Texting,
he just fucking walked. Boom.
Hit once.
Yep.
Hit twice. Three times a lady. Drug. Later, dude. Now
gone.
I'm in the next fucking borough.
Yep.
Now I actually have to get on the fucking A train and ride 20 miles back the other way.
Oh, and
thanks,
what do you
asshole.
Know? I lost my wallet during the 17-mile drag. Fuck my life.
Oh, man. That's so awesome. Shit. There's like two different stories for it. Kelly said that.
Are you just going back?
I am. I'm kind of. Because one of them has shit for information. The 126 sent in to us has more info. Driver Gustavo Acosta of Queens, who police said had the green light, slammed on the brakes and dialed 911. When he looked back, the body was gone. So that was the first guy. Right. It had gone under a maroon Chevy cargo van driven by Manuel Latuma, who's 52.
You mean manual?
Manual. Well, it was an automatic, I think. What?
Funny.
Okay. Quote, I looked and I didn't see anything, the shaken driver said outside his home. I didn't know what happened. I didn't feel anything. I didn't hear anything. Lituma was clueless as he cruised along the Grand Central Parkway, Van Wyck Expressway, and Belt Parkway, with the body hooked face up to a metal plate beneath his vehicle. Just,
Was he alive still?
I would imagine.
Oh,
for a
God.
How many miles could you handle, do you think, before you were
couple.
Just like, fuck this noise.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life. Police don't know, Bill. He apparently felt something, said Kelly. He knew it wasn't driving in a normal fashion. Minutes later, he stopped again on Brighton 10th Terrace after finally noticing horrified passersby pointing to the bottom of his vehicle. You stop and get out, and all these people are just like...
yeah. What the fuck?
What's
wrong?
Oh my god! There's a dead Mexican under my van.
Fuck.
Oh, dude, grab his iPhone. What do you think he was texting? It was either for drugs or it was to a chick.
Oh, it was some coke deal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because how else would he be able to afford an iPhone as a Mexican?
That is a fantastic.
And you're not
going to
make that money.
Shit,
much money selling the brown frown.
I'm less than half Mexican, and I can't even afford a fucking iPhone. My brother can, but I can't. All right, that's nice.
Cool.
It's going to be cool when the fucking feds come and ask why he's the only person in Montana with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, hey, and
how
that
does
works?
That work?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Shit. No.
I just use it as an iPod.
This is my iPod Touch.
Yeah.
It just has a speaker built
right.
in. It. Right.
It's actually the iPhone, but since we can't use them here, I just use the MP3
right.
part.
I totally don't have it hooked up.
No,
and if
not
you
at
open
all.
It, this is totally not a hack SIM card.
No.
No big deal.
Not at all.
Right. The gory discovery was made nearly an hour after the accident. Police don't know whether the Carbajo Jera was killed in the first collision or during the ride. That's interesting, too, because now they're going to totally have to figure that out to see if anyone's at fault.
Right,
and
who's... Yeah.
That's
going to be a long investigation.
Hey, Grissom, you have a 20-mile-long crime scene.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Have fun. And, like, four different people involved.
Right, and they're all... None of them speak English.
And none of them know what happened.
Good luck. None of them ain't done seen nothing. You the police. I ain't done seen nothing. Quote, you can't imagine the shock I felt when I saw the body. I can...
There's
like,
some shock. Wow, it's a dead body.
Oh, my God. There's a dead body down there. Oh, fuck.
It's a Mexican I lost in first.
Right, like... Day without a Mexican. Okay. Quote, I'm just so nervous and very sad. I'm so sorry for the family of the young man. The family back in Mexico that's actually
not... The family of 15.
Right, they're not getting the $1 a day he makes working 8 hours a day for their family.
Not if he has an iPhone.
That's
got that iPhone.
He doesn't anymore.
Well, someone jacked that right away.
Right. Cops found the Carabejo Jera iPhone.
What is that? Mean.
I don't know. I'm really curious. Hey guys, what does
Carabejo
Jera J-A-R-A. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
See, now you made me stop the show and I'll have to look.
Are you seriously?
Yeah, I'm seriously.
You're like looking it up.
Oh, the bizarre tragedy began just after 6 a.m. when Guido Salvador Carabejo Jera. Hey, I seem to recall a few episodes ago making a law that only three names allowed.
Right.
I know you're not from this country, but when you get into this country, you actually have to do what we tell
but
you.
But if you're a girl, you can have four as long as you don't use all four of them.
Right.
Because they have the maiden name.
And only kids max.
Right.
And not until you're at least 23. If you have children from the time you're born till the time you're 22, we actually get to come and kill them and then make you eat them.
And then kill you.
And then kill everyone in your whole fucking family because we never, ever want your stupid, retarded genes to go anywhere else. Like, it ends. It ends now.
Yep. Right. That's that master race.
Right. So I guess that's his name. Okay. They found the iPhone in his pocket and with it were attempting to identify him. They described him as Hispanic, in his late 20s, about 5'2", and not very smart. Mm. Aside from his phone, they found a business card and a receipt for cash, which they stole and recently wired to Mexico. I fucking called that
shit.
Sending his dollar a day.
Yeah.
Hey. You can support a full family of Mexicans for $1 a day. I heard that.
They're starving.
Sally yep. Struthers told me that once.
That's in Africa, though.
And isn't that?
No.
What? That's Mexico, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all starving third world countries.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
Well,
so that is it for that story. You're an asshole.
God.
Just be like, okay, that wasn't a funny joke, and move on. Don't try to make me have to explain it.
I got to.
I don't want to, though. All right, read one more, and then we'll probably get the fuck out.
This one is called Barman Tried Over Fatal Tequila.
See, Matt says, be right back. Stop the show for a sec. Hey.
Yeah, right. No problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you back? Okay.
Are you ready for us to start our show again?
Can we start
our show?
I know your
now?
Name's Matt. He says, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. This one is called Barman Tried Over Fatal Tequila.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Fatal Tequila?
Fatal Tequila. A
barman?
Yeah.
Like a
bartender.
Got you. A barback, if you will.
Yeah. A Berlin barman has gone on trial accused of having served a 16-year-old boy 45 tequila shots, which killed him.
Pardon?
16 years old.
How many what?
45.
You're throwing a lot of numbers at me. You know what?
Yeah,
I don't know math, but I know one thing. This does not add up. Yeah?
That was right. Funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Wait, you gotta, if you're gonna
45?
Get 45? Hey, bro, if you're gonna get a 16-year-old liquored up,
you don't.
45 shots of tequila.
It's like, I just wanted to get him passed out. I didn't want to kill him.
You should have just fucking shot him in the head.
You might as well. Would have been cheaper.
The fucking A would have. Fuck.
45 shots of tequila?
What did we drink the other night? That bottle
of
Jack.
I don't know how much that was. Was that a fifth or?
I think there was 10 shots altogether, right? We each took 5. 45.
45.
So like 4.5 of what we drank.
But tequila.
All to one kid, not split between two of us.
It, who's also 16.
Wow.
But tequila is a hell of a drug.
Tequila. Is he going to be like, I have some, I know some people that, like, you know how some guys and girls, they have one alcoholic beverage that they're like, ooh, I will never.
They can't do that one.
That's what it is for this kid. He's like, man, I died on tequila once. Fuck,
I think that drink is tequila for most people, though.
I've never had
tequila. Tequila is actually like, I don't know. I think.
Jack,
that's what we were drinking?
That's what we were drinking.
I actually like.
Yes, you can. Why can't you?
I'm a very bad person.
Oh, okay. Jack's some fucking.
Jack, we bro down.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Jack?
Tequila's actually really good.
Tequila, I actually enjoy
I
the
like
taste
that
of
song.
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila.
Yeah, tequila.
Liquid panty remover. Huh?
The barman is charged with having fatally injured the boy in his bar in February 2007. The barman has admitted responsibility.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't serve alcohol. Fucking, it was that guy.
After you do something stupid, just go ahead and admit to
totally.
It.
Totally.
Like,
just,
we had a report that you raped that 73
year old. Oh, yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
him.
Right
no,
here.
No, not him. It was me, actually.
No,
right
no. No, not him. Ignore him. It's me.
You did too? What time? I got her at 9:30 a.m.
I was 9:20.
Fuck! Sloppy seconds on a 73-year-old. Fuck me. Today I got sloppy seconds on a 73-year-old.
Fuck my life. The 28-year-old barman identified only as ITAC-G.
Oh, it's because it's probably 4 in the morning where they're at.
Yeah.
Say that again, sorry.
The 28-year-old barman, identified only as ITAC-G, allegedly had a drinking bet with the school boy, but poured mostly water for himself.
Wait, where is this?
Berlin.
It's legal there, then.
For 16?
Yeah.
I don't know what the drinking age is there.
Yeah, Germany. That, you can, it's 16 is the drinking age there. Oh. So.
Damn.
But for, really,
cut your life a little
you
short.
You work at a bar, you know better than he's 16. Here's
45.
Right.
I don't care who the fuck you are. 45 shots of tequila is going to kill you.
Wow.
It's going to kill you.
Hey,
I swear. I promise.
You know what?
Huh.
I could take 45 bong hits of the most baddest ass weed. You're equivalent to Everclear in alcohol, and I would be okay. I would be,
for sure.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing?
Fucking good.
You'd probably, like, I don't know, if you smoke that, you
weird,
might.
Weird, huh?
You'd
but
probably
guess what?
Go to
hey.
Anna's and cook, like, you know, 10 pounds of food,
mm-hmm.
and then fucking fall asleep with it all over
on
your
the
face.
On the grill, just,
just
oh,
fucking
God,
in the kitchen.
Good. Oh, Howie.
Yeah, you just eat all the food in the kitchen there and just fall asleep right there.
Weird,
that's all
though,
that would happen.
That you can actually go to the store and get tequila, but you can't really go to the store and get weed. I mean,
yeah.
we could go get weed.
Right,
I mean,
but it's not. We can't go to a weed dispensary.
Right. Weird,
like
huh?
you can, like a liquor store.
But you can OD on alcohol.
But you can't on weed.
Wait, did somebody just miss something? Or do
I don't
I
know.
Just not...
This sounds backwards, maybe?
Right. That.
Like,
I wonder if they just, like, a typo. Like,
yeah, did they just slip
instead
alcohol
of,
instead of weed?
Right, there
misprint?
Instead of there.
Yeah.
Easy mistake.
Right.
Huh.
I could,
hey, someone should write a letter and let
someone
somebody
should.
Know.
They
you
really
better
should.
Let someone know real quick.
Someone should let Obama know.
Hey, Obama, I don't know if you know this or not, but...
yeah, there's a typo in your little
right.
law thing that says
it actually
alcohol.
Says, did I read this right? Because it actually says weed is illegal.
And alcohol is legal.
Like, I read like, that right, right?
Like, that's
right?
not back... That sounds backwards.
Right.
I told,
okay. I just want to clear that up. I'm
sure?
not, I don't know.
Obama.
I didn't write it, so I don't know. I was just curious because I noticed that
it's,
you could do... Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay. The boy found to a coma with alcohol poisoning and died 4 weeks later.
Huh. From what?
Alcohol poisoning.
That would be poisoning
from
alcohol.
From drinking alcohol.
Right, which is
legal to
but,
buy.
Right, okay.
And you can legally drink as much
like,
as you want.
I can
want
go get 45 shots right now.
And drink every one until you died.
Really?
Totally legal.
Wow.
100%.
That's got to be a typo, dude.
But you can't go out and buy an ounce of weed and smoke all of
it. Is the A key, is the A key near the W key? Yeah, it is. Yeah. I could totally see that. And once you hit A, you just finish typing alcohol.
Right.
And you said that's legal. Whatever. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
I know, really. Aluminum, aluminium. I mean,
right.
Are we talking about Europe or what? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The case triggered outrage in Germany and a heated debate about binge drinking by teenagers. Two men aged 18 and 21 who encouraged the 16-year-old to down the tequilas were sentenced in November to complete a compulsory social training course.
This is kind of like that R. Kelly thing. Like, you got peed on.
Yeah.
But you're old enough, like, if I just come over here and start peeing, you're going
to
move.
Right. Like, I'm old enough to know that, like, oh, I don't want to be peed on. I should go
over
here.
Right. You're old enough to probably know that if I drink all of this...
It's peer pressure. Peer pressure.
Peer pressure's a
motherfucker.
That's
what they're going to blame it on.
Fuck. I know. It's peer pressure, right?
That's it.
That's how it happens.
That's all it is.
And now, you know what? I got it. Do some heroin all
of a
sudden.
Dude, I got this itch.
I smoked some weed and now all of a sudden I have this urge to
It's almost like it's a gateway drug.
That's what, wow. I was,
you know, like I smoked
head.
Weed and I'm like, oh my God, that makes me want to do something even harder.
I like you. I like you a lot. You're in my head. That's good.
IL blank blank EU too.
IK.
Pound it.
For life. For life. On my back, tattooed old English letters. For life.
Yeah.
Holla.
Holla.
A holla back.
Prosecutors accused the barman of having also served alcohol illegally to use on 173 occasions in 2005.
And
173
shots?
No, different times.
Oh!
173 minors he served alcohol to.
Huh. Wait, so is the drinking age not 16?
I don't know. I mean, that on top of killing... A 16-year-old, like, even if that's legal.
Oh,
on top of killing that kid, he also served alcohol illegally to...
minors. Oh, so, like, 13-year-olds
right.
or something. Like, okay, I understand. Right.
That's and that's it cool. for that story.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
Hey,
man.
Kill any kids lately?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, thank you. One. Like, don't get me wrong.
I'm not mad.
Thank you.
I don't care.
But that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. Like, really?
Wow.
That's... I don't know.
All right, well, can I do this real quick and then we'll get out of here?
What are you doing?
There's just one more story. All I really want to do is kind of just go through the headline and make a couple comments and then,
we'll
get out. This one's called British Boy Reportedly Becomes a Father at Age 13. Okay?
Okay.
You're
so,
Britain.
Right. But at 13, you can have a kid.
Well, what's the drinking age in Britain? 16, so I guess you could have a kid at 13. Never mind. No, he's 13, he scarcely looks 10, and according to a British tabloid, which is, that's like our Fox News here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are up on, you know, British things.
Like, yeah,
I've been there. Their tabloids are like our Fox News, our MSNBC, our, what's that douchebag's name? We'll fucking do it live.
Oh, fucking.
O'Reilly.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Right. That's the, okay.
Okay.
Right. Baby-faced and only 4 feet tall, the boy, Alfie.
Really?
That just adds to
Alfie.
It. Can you just call him
Alfie? A 4 foot tall.
Right.
13-year-old that looks 10, named Alfie.
He was just 12 when he impregnated Chantel, of course. That's a fucking name of a whore. You just want to impregnate the
yeah.
fuck out
it's like,
of
I hear
before
that name. Yeah.
She turned 16.
Oh, for sure.
For
because
sure.
then she's spoiled by then.
Oh, it's fucking... Put that
Throw
back.
That
put
away.
Put it back on the wall, man. Hey, what's the date on the bottom of that beer? Expires yesterday, actually. Oh,
oh
fuck. Hey, instead of putting it on the wall, can you just throw it away?
Yeah, actually, just hand it to that guy. He won't know the difference.
Right, yeah, hey, pass it around.
Just pass it around. Someone else
will... Take one down, pass it
around,
and
yeah.
then... Right, okay.
98.
And now we all have herpes. Cool, guys.
Cool.
Oh, fuck. So, she was 15. They asked the kid what he would do to support the child financially. Hey, Alfie. You be
yes.
Alfie. Or wait, I gotta be Alfie because I have the story. Ask me what I'm gonna do to support the child financially because I'm 13. So
hey, Alfie.
Yes.
How are you gonna support your new baby that's coming?
financially.
Oh, support your baby financially.
What's financially mean? Did you know what fucking sex means, bro? Like, whoa. I mean,
wow.
You guys fucking fuck whatever. But,
well, yeah, but how hard is it really to figure sex out?
Another kid that he's going to be like that other family. You guys need to listen. Okay, see, when we talk, we're actually teaching you things that will help you in your day-to-day life, such as when we taught that other fucking chick, you can have sex and you don't have to barf out a baby out of your fucking twat.
When you're 13, you don't know what financially means.
You know what fucking means.
But you don't know what...
You know what fucking game over means? Okay, because that's your fucking life.
They're probably not thinking about getting pregnant or even, you know...
The girl was taking birth control pills.
Huh.
But missed one.
Oh.
Friends and relatives left the family home. Left them. Hey, you did what?
Left the family
disowned.
Homeless.
Fucking done and done. Disowned.
Should have said homeless.
Oh, that, yeah?
Yeah.
About 70 miles southeast of London, Friday, without speaking to reporters, gathered outside. Really? You mean you have no comment about your fucking 13-year-old
son?
No
comment.
No.
No comment.
No comment. Yeah,
and what's up with that? How did your kid have...
No comment.
You know, are you sure? Because that seems really weird.
It says no. You know that reminds me of, though, that Little Britain shit where the politician guy's out there with his wife and the two kids, and he's explaining how something, like, totally gay and sexual happened, but how it was all an accident shit. That's what that reminds me of. Like, I didn't mean to be at the gay bar at this time and be in the bathroom and accidentally put my dick in the glory hole. Like,
and it accidentally go in another man's mouth and he accidentally sucked it and I accidentally came in his mouth and he accidentally swallowed it and said, come again later.
Oh my God, dude. Oops.
Oops.
Holy shit. You should have chose laughter and not
orgasm.
The right.
Yeah, you really should have.
Last call back of the night, I promise.
Okay. Well, it's the last
minutes. Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. She skipped her pill. He fucked her. Now, good luck.
How old is she?
15.
Oh.
Good luck.
Yeah, fun.
But in Britain, you get a lot more money, and they give you a place to live. Yeah, whoa, that's a good idea. Danny's like, why don't you just get an abortion? Is it too late? Becomes a father. Yeah, see, did she have the kid? Because, hey, bud, this one's on me, okay?
This one's on Britain.
Yes,
Britain's got this one. Britain's like, hey, don't worry about
like,
it.
Like, if she already
put it on
had,
my tab.
If she already had the kid, email info@thejamhole.com. I'll tell you how to handle that. But if not, go to the abortion clinic right now.
Right.
Like, I don't care what fucking time it is in Britain. You grab her and knock her the fuck out if you have to. This is the one occasion where I will be like, yeah, you can probably hit that bitch.
But
I
just mean, this one, it's for her own
her,
good.
Just quick, though.
It's for her own good.
Knock her out real quick. Get like a bat or something. Just
something.
Right. And
just
then,
fucking. Or just roofier or something.
Yeah.
You know, that one. Chloroform.
Chloroform. Because he's 13.
Right. He knows where to... Yeah, he can just get... Oh, it's chloroform. I got
that. Second drawer under the condom
drawer. It's in the... Yeah, it's behind the mirror in the bathroom.
Next to my financial portfolio.
Right. What's financial?
What's port... What?
You know what the sad thing is you can go to the pharmacy and admit that you're sexually active and accidentally fucked up and came in the girl and whatnot and buy the over-the-counter... Plan B shit and give it to her without them knowing, and she'll actually have an abortion on accident and won't even know.
Right,
whoa,
but
that's sneaky.
But we're actually Christian and we don't believe in abortion.
Oh,
well,
right.
I'd rather do that.
Right, so we're gonna just ruin his life and make him have to raise abomination.
Yeah,
right.
He can take care of it.
Right. Hey, now he'll have someone to play with.
If I were the kid's parents, that's what I'd be fucking doing.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
If I was the kid's parents, I'd be whooping his fucking ass. You did what?
Exactly.
Like, Dad, I
if
learned
if you
it.
Were that kid's
High
parents, you would have had an abortion before you had said kid.
Dude, I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Yeah,
I learned it from you. Okay. Anything else?
You
get, that's fucked up. Abortion? Yes.
Abortion, yes.
It is law. It is jam hole law. if this kid doesn't have an abortion, you will be tried for treason.
The this high is court, a felony?
A felony. You will never in Montana if fucking HB 24...
In possession of a minor charge?
Right, yeah. It, what is it if the minor is having a... That's in possession.
In possession of a minor, in possession of a minor?
Right, right. That's a paradox.
Yeah.
That's like time travel.
Whoa.
All right. Well, my voice is about fucking shot, so we should probably call it good. Thank you, everybody. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fucking spent.
I'm fucking spent, dude.
I'm glad I chose laughter, because I pretty much had an orgasm.
Yeah, I know, dude. I can just laugh and come. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back Monday. If you guys want to leave us any voicemails, 406-204-4687, you can always Skype the Jam Hole. Two fucking Jam Hole shirts for $20, jamhole.com/donate. If you guys want them, we got them till fucking the end of February. You got your tax money, fucking... You direct deposit, hey, yep. Direct deposit into you, and then, hey, come holla at us.
Just
direct
deposit. Holla back.
PayPal. Direct deposit into us, and then we'll send you stuff. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903, if you ever want to send us stuff. I will give... I'm going to regret this. I will give a free... I will give two free Jam Hole t-shirts to the first person that sends me an aborted fetus in the P.O. Box. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.